Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 544.
Suck it.
As far as we know tonight, it's just Billy and I going at it, and actually we unintentionally met the requests of someone who had given us feedback.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, sometimes I just would rather just be you guys instead of just finding any guests to fill in.
We did it for them.
Yeah, we did it for you. Unintentionally, though.
Well, I catfished.
You did this?
I catfished as 2 different guests, and then I made sure they wouldn't show up today so we could have some alone time. I missed you, Ben. It's episode 544.
544. Our next episode is going to be the debate with Destiny and Doug Tenaple.
545. It'll also be the last episode I can do with one hand when I do this thing until we get back to 550.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is like 4 or 5 episodes, but it still bothers me. I like doing it with one hand.
So we're doing the Doug Tenaple thing and then...
And Destiny.
And yeah, the Doug Tenaple versus Destiny debate. And then after that, we have our private show.
Friday night.
On Friday the 15th, DP private show.
Where I guess people are going to be watching us fulfill their fantasies by, what is it, Christopher Chandler?
Yeah, we're going to do probably the next quarter worth of Chris Chan.
I hate that. A lot of people enjoyed it. Like, a lot of people enjoyed it. I was not one of them, but... There were a lot of people who really liked the last one we did. So good for them. Good for them. Have you been following the Vermin Supreme?
What do you mean following the Vermin Supreme?
The Vermin Supreme for president. Everybody's like, get a Vermin Supreme on. And it's like, I mean,
he's been doing this shtick for a while. So yeah, I mean, I'd like to have him on because it's funny.
I'd like to have a pony.
Okay, I don't think he's going to make that happen for you.
Oh.
I think it's kayfabe.
Oh. Oh. Weak.
So, yeah, guys, if you want to make the Patreon show even longer, help us get our combined Subscribestar and Patreon numbers up. if we can get them combined over $5,000, then we will do a what is it? A 5-hour long private show instead of 4. So I would say there's probably about 400 left to go before we're there, roughly.
It's very close.
So if anyone wants to like get that $100 perk to be on the show, we'll have you on the show before the end of the month. Anyone else who's already signed up for that, by the way, I'll be in touch with you shortly to get you on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got some more high billies.
Hi, Billy.
Is the video showing up?
Oh shit.
I wanna fuck you up the ass.
Oh damn it.
Ruined.
Yeah, it wasn't wrecked. On.
Wrecked.
This wasn't set up correctly. Hold on.
Wrecked.
Gotta fix it.
So we have to watch it again?
Yes.
But
why isn't it showing? That's really weird.
I don't get the reference that was used just by audio.
There we go. Here we go.
Hi, Billy. I wanna fuck you up the ass.
Why?
Here's another good one.
Hi, Billy.
And bring your garbage people to your garbage land. I don't give a fuck.
Look at your face. Bring your garbage people to your garbage land.
JF was triggered then. But something happened to the point now where he just banned us or blocked us on Twitter.
On Twitter.
It's so sad.
I wonder what it was.
I don't know. Like,
do you think it was the Mama JF and JF impersonation?
Huh. Yeah, that could be it. I just thought he had a thicker skin.
I don't know. Something rubbed him the wrong way.
The fact that he could put up with Mama JF all this time tells me that he's got a thick skin. Am I really worse than Mama JF?
Oh my God, dude.
Am I really worse than her?
All your shots are below the belt.
I don't think so. I can't reach that far down. He's a tiny man. I don't think I could get below
his
belt.
That's what
you're doing. I'm very tall. Like, I'm 6'3", and it would probably put my back out to try and reach below his belt. Which is cool, you know. It's no big deal. I just wish he would have said something first, like a sweet goodbye.
Everyone that plays the drinking game, this is your time to drink because I'm about to promote the stream. Everyone that's watching right now, please make sure you're subscribed. Like the stream, share it, because we tweeted it out and all that shit. Make sure as many people are aware that it's happening. We'll be getting into our... we'll be getting into the first segment momentarily.
Yeah.
You know, I think I have to put a goal up.
Uh-oh.
You can read that one really quick.
You have AIDS. Yes, you have AIDS. I hate to tell you, Ben and Billy, but you have AIDS. Yes, you have AIDS. Wasn't that the
What's thing? That from?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's just what Tucker White said. I heard that Mama JF might have AIDS. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm so confused.
I don't think she
days.
Really did. I think she was trying to be funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm putting the goal up on the screen. I just have to account for the $2 that just came in.
Tucker White says that it's a jingle from Family Guy.
Oh.
You have AIDS, you have AIDS.
And is that the part where they're like, AIDS. It's full-blown AIDS?
Isn't Dusty just a beautiful bird?
Yes.
He is. He's a beautiful bird.
And I heard that even Sinbad agrees.
I heard he's a beautiful bird. Is Sinbad... Kevin Sorbo. I don't know. Did Kevin Sorbo say anything about Dusty?
No. That was to us. Tom Arnold and Kevin Sorbo was towards us. Oh, shit. That now I got to fix the fucking the goal again because it didn't account for that one that came in.
Wow, Ben.
Watch them send in another one.
Always moving the goalpost, Benjamin.
The fuck?
Oh. Yeah. Bring Dusty on. It's time.
It's Vader time.
It's Vader time. Benjamin recently told me that next month in New York City, mid-90s Kevin Nash
yep.
is going to be throwing a damn birthday or a WrestleMania party.
He is.
With VIP tickets.
Yeah, you get to sit at a table right next to Big Kev.
Do you really get to sit at a table next to him?
Yeah, yeah. That's the VIP package. Those are like $220 a ticket.
Worth it.
And you get access to the entire event. There's going to be like areas that pretty much nobody else can go into, which is probably where they'll hide eventually. Right. When they get tired of getting mobbed by the general people. Dude, I bet even more people will come too. RVD's probably coming if Katie Forbes is coming.
Yeah, his really hot girlfriend's gonna be there.
I mean, I think that would probably be pretty awesome. And an open bar.
Kevin Nash.
You know Kevin Nash will be taking advantage of the open bar.
Probably, yeah. It's open bar if you're VIP. So for $220, you can just get wasted with Kevin Nash?
It's in Times Square.
I feel like we're shilling this the way we're talking
about it. Did he pay us?
He didn't, right? But
we think this is a good idea.
I love it. I want to go hang out with K Nash. Is it so much to ask that somebody like me hangs out with somebody like mid-90s Kevin Nash? That's all I'm saying.
If you pay for it.
When I was 12 years old, I went to go see my first World Wrestling Federation house show, and the main event was Diesel, mid-90s Kevin Nash, versus Yokozuna.
Someone said, I joined the DP Patreon today. Can I get a Discord link, please? There is literally a Discord link down in the description. You can join, and hopefully your roles get assigned to you pretty soon, but if they don't, we can do it manually eventually. But you'll have to tell us on Patreon, not through a general chat.
You'll be able to tell us through Patreon.
Yeah, so I think now's the time just to do a really quick Q&A.
Everybody in the Patreon chat.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Fire away with your questions.
Everybody in the Patreon chat, ask the best questions and we'll give the best answers.
Yeah, fire away in the Patreon chat at the bottom of our screen here.
I have a question, Ben.
Okay.
When's a good time to bring back the Wallace game?
The Wallace game?
Remember from episode 500?
Yeah, we should. You know what? Let's just do it like the next time.
Episode 600?
Sure.
What if we do it before then? What if we do it for episode 5?
Yeah, sure. 555.
We got to figure out what episode that's going to be.
It's like 11 episodes away from right now.
Yeah. We'll prepare for it. I don't want to do the hot sauce, though. Can we find something else to torture us, or do we have to do the hot sauce again? Remember when we actually died from it?
We still have the hot sauce, so that might have to still be on the table. Ooh. Any questions?
Billy, you got any new music in the works? I'm writing stuff. I'm going to have to start booking some studio sessions, work on a new album, but I am writing. How does a blind man know when to stop wiping when he can feel the dryness of his butt cheeks, dude? Do you look at your butt when you're wiping? Isn't that something we all do blind anyways?
Yes, I am. I am able to say that.
Shane versus Miz. Who are you guys going for? Miz.
I'm going for the rafters in the auditorium to break and the ceiling just collapsing on the ring while they're having their match.
Where's the Kevin Nash event? New York City.
Yeah, in Times Square. At some Irish pub, I think, down there.
Do you guys really look at the toilet paper when you wipe your butts? Are you trolling right now? No way. Stop it.
What?
They're saying that they wipe their butts and then they inspect the toilet paper to make sure it's clean. I don't know, man.
Do you look at your boogers after you blow your nose?
Sometimes, yeah, but it's right there, right? I just kind of do it to inspect it to make sure there's no blood.
Well, maybe that's why people look at the shit.
Well, after I'm done wiping, I look in the toilet to make sure there's no blood.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't, like, they're like, how's a blind man check that his butthole's clean? That's a question, man. I don't know, man. I feel like you'd be able to feel it. They read by feel. You don't think they can wipe their ass by feel? You guys are actually tripping me out here. I feel like I'm being trolled. I really feel like I'm being trolled.
A lot of people look.
Billy's on the run. Do you look when you wipe your butt? Do you give a little wiper and be like, oh, look at this piece of toilet paper.
Only if something seems out of the ordinary would I.
What is that? Like if a gobstopper falls out?
I mean, like if my rectum hurts or something like that.
Yeah.
Then you might want to check for blood. Nero, I can't believe you're making me elaborate on this.
Well, because I'm so confused right now. Nero said, would you guys ever work for Walmart? No. No, I'd become a prostitute before I worked for Walmart.
I have technically worked for Walmart.
Damn.
I worked for Sam's Club, which is owned by Walmart. And my paychecks did say Walmart on
Damn.
Them. Yeah.
I didn't mean to judge, Ben. But yeah, I'd rather be a prostitute. I would be like a cheap $5 prostitute before I worked at Walmart. I don't know what you make hourly at Walmart, but sucking two dicks an hour is better than getting $10 an hour.
One carries a criminal sentence and one doesn't.
Not in Nevada.
I don't think there's licensing for male prostitutes in Nevada.
Really?
So keep moving the goalposts, Billy.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. I wouldn't do that. I just would prefer doing that over working at Walmart. Luckily for me, I'll never have to work at Walmart because I got sugar mamas. Would you become a born-again Christian and start making megabucks? I thought about that, yeah. I wouldn't mind doing that. One thing about Christianity is, like, they got the game on lock when it comes to getting money for nothing. Like, I guess you are offering them a service, like the snake oil or whatever.
Yeah, the snake oil service.
Yeah, that placebo.
We're like the Jiffy Lube of snake oil.
Nero works for Walmart. It's okay to work for Walmart. I got a lot of friends that worked for Walmart or work for Walmart. I just personally, I can't do it because you got to be on your feet all day. Even a Walmart greeter's got to be on your feet all day. If I'm going to stand on my feet all day, I'd rather sit on a freeway exit and beg for money with a sign and say, like, I just survived spousal abuse or something. Pay me. I would put makeup on so I look like
I just survived spousal abuse. Pay me.
Yeah.
That's what your sign would say.
Yeah. Because you always have to lie in those signs to make people give you more money. And I don't want to do stolen valor.
Yeah. Know? There's a lot of them that have dogs to try to get more money. They'll have, like, little doggies with them.
Yeah, that's the worst. I feel like people give you more for the doggies, and that's
Oh,
fun.
Yeah. Hopefully they buy food for the doggies.
Yeah, like, the dogs usually get all the food scraps that the people give. Like, they're like, here, I can't have any money, but have my leftover Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, that reminds me of a great song.
Cat Stevens?
Yeah, you were actually listening to Cat Stevens in your car the other day.
When we went to go get our hot pot, Mongolian hot pot soup, nope. We got in my car and I start driving and Ben's like, are you listening to Cat Stevens?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man.
Yusuf Islam,
dude. Shaka Malaka, T for the Tiller Man.
All right, let's get into the news.
You have to answer the question, Ben.
Oh, what was it?
How much do you love ICP?
I'm indifferent. I can't say I've never enjoyed their music.
Do you love them enough that you would do a live Drunken Peasants from the Gathering of the Juggalos?
No.
What? What if they paid you? Billy can drive? Yeah, they call me Goose. I'm the wingman from Top Gun when I drive. I have a Prius.
So I have a few videos here about this college admissions scandal. So here's the first video about it. So apparently there's some sort of college admission scandal that has links to people in Hollywood.
You mean affluent parents can pay money to get their children better positions in the school?
I mean, they can't anymore because now they're getting in trouble for it.
But this is what people have been doing forever. They donate and get like a wing in their name.
It's over now.
Federal prosecutors in Boston have called the largest college admissions cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Among those arrested are nearly three dozen parents who collectively paid a college counselor based in California $25 million. And in turn, the college counselor has now pleaded guilty to bribing SAT administrators and college coaches at Wake Forest and USC and Yale and other schools to fake athletic credentials so a prospective student would come off as a recruited athlete to be guaranteed admission, when in fact that prospective student may have never even played the sport. Federal prosecutors accused Felicity Huffman, the actress of...
Yeah, Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy, both involved in acting.
Well, she was the one paying, I guess. She's the one taking all the heat
yes,
right now.
Yes, Faith Ann, $25.
$25
Thank
is
you.
Alive.
Thank you. If we can get it up to $5,000 total, man, that's all we need. Subscribe, Star, and Patreon combined.
Combination.
And the $25 people, you're going to get to do the hangout, and we do a live panel at the end.
I love you, Faith Ann. Come into the chat and talk with us via Patreon chat now that you're a Patreoner. That's what you guys should be signing up for. Yeah, chat.
And we do a private Discord for people $25 and up.
Yeah.
That's on the calendar right now. And then also I do a panel now where I bring on all the $25 plus people when they actually show up.
A $15,000 purported charity payment to make sure that her daughter did well enough on the SAT to get into the school of her choice. Most of the defendants who have been arrested are due to make initial court appearances, and the case continues, meaning more people could be charged. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Here's a little bit more on that.
Actress Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are among those charged in a college admissions bribery scandal. Are those her daughters?
I think those are her daughters with Stamos. No. She wasn't.
Yeah, she was only married with Stamos on the
TV.
Show.
Who was she married to?
I don't know, but these
not
girls,
Stamos.
These girls probably have the greatest genes in the world because Lori Loughlin is almost as hot as her daughters, and she doesn't
look like she's aged that much.
Not much at all.
Let me see.
They already have a leg ahead because their genes are so gorgeous. Like the Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy's kids, they're lucky they're little blonde girls, right? Because they're going to grow up to look like either Felicity Huffman, which is a win. What's up?
She's married to that designer. Hold on a second. Never mind.
If they look like William H. Macy, they're going to be in trouble. William H. Macy is not a very handsome man.
Well, she's not married to Macy.
Felicity Huffman.
Yeah.
Right?
Felicity Huffman.
Those kids look cute now because they got most of the Huffman genes sticking out, and the Macy face befits a young child, right? William H. Macy looks like a former Little Rascal. He's got that cherub looking face. It befits a little child. If they get more Macy as they grow, they're not going to be Lori Loughlin.
Remember the Mossimo brand?
Yeah,
she's married to that guy.
Mossimo?
Yeah, the guy, the fashion designer guy.
Oh, wow. These girls are going to be, they'll be 75 and hotter than she is right now. They're going to out-hot their own mom.
That's him right there.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a Stamos.
That's why I thought that for a second. I know John Stamos is like Greek or whatever.
Yeah, Boston was Italian.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, his last name looks Italian to me.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing hotter than Greeks are Italians, right?
I mean, they're similar looking, right? Yeah,
the olive complexion.
Yeah.
The scheme involved nearly 50 people bribing college coaches and insiders at testing centers.
Yeah, because like I see the genius of this scam be like, hey, coach, if you act like my kid's good at football, you know, and help him get a scholarship, then here's a couple, you know, extra G's in your bank account. Sure.
Stacks in a bank account. I think one of the parents paid to have the SAT scores like retaken or something or guaranteed. Some of the most elite schools in the country, prosecutors said. Charges were brought against coaches at schools including Wake Forest, Georgetown, UCLA, and USC.
Yep.
Man, if you can't trust celebrities, who can you trust?
Yeah, exactly.
And what's worse, the celebrities buying their way in or the officials at the schools who are allowing it to happen?
Oh, there's all sorts of blame to go around.
Yeah.
Overall, today we have charged three people who organized these scams. Two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, 9 coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents who paid enormous sums to guarantee their children's admission to.
So they've charged these people. So do you think the William H. Macy and the rest of them are amongst
them? Well, Felicity
them.
Huffman, I think, did get charged. It said. I think Lori Loughlin got charged. William H. Macy's name wasn't brought up in any of this, so I'm wondering if he knew what was going on. If he's got a deniability, they probably have some sort of undercover person that's been following them, and if they probably only dealt with Felicity Huffman. I know William H. Macy has his show on Showtime, Shameless, that he's pretty busy with. I imagine she could have been operating mostly. I don't know if she's working right now. Desperate Housewives has been canceled for a while.
Certain schools, these parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege. They include, for example, CEOs of private and public companies, successful securities and real estate investors, two well-known actresses.
Only two, so it's just those two?
Yeah.
Are they hiding other actresses and actors, maybe?
A famous fashion designer and the co-chairman
of Massimo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Global law firm.
Parents paid an admissions consultant $25 million from 2011 through last month to bribe coaches. Okay. They paid $25 million. This admissions consultant, one guy got $25
million yes.
in the last 8 years to bribe coaches? So then the coaches then got a piece of this?
I think so.
I wonder what he got for being the middleman other than federal indictment. Would this be a federal charge?
I have no idea.
It's so questionable. Like, what standards are these universities held towards? Administrators to label their children as recruited athletes alter test scores and have others take online classes to boost their children's chances of getting into schools. So they had other people actually take the online classes
for them.
And they altered the test scores, and then they put them on sports teams to give them that competitive edge. You know, that sucks because you're cheating your children, right? You're cheating your fucking children out of actually knowing what their actual worth is. You're giving them this false sense of, I don't know, security, but I guess it's all bullshit anyways, right? Like, whose degree really matters these days? You see all these people go through college anyways, and if they're not connected to something bigger, their degree really isn't worth as much as they spend on it until 20 more years of working their way up. Well, I don't know how long it takes to get the average tuition paid off, but it's fucking ridiculous. Especially if you're not getting bigger business off of it. There's that hashtag learn to code everybody's saying going around because miners can't. Not miners, like people who work in the coal industry and all these jobs.
Blue collar
people are losing their shit. It was like, learn to code. But it's like, people go to college here and do all this and still get fucking reamed. So it's rough. But parents with money are going to use their money to give their children the best. They don't give a fuck if it's $25 million and you're a financial security strategist. Or whatever the hell else, Lori Loughlin, you got Fuller House money coming in. Netflix paying out the ass for their shows. Felicity Huffman spending that fucking Showtime money of her husband's. They don't care.
So, looks like Jussie Smollett made a court appearance. So here's a video about that.
Yeah, that's getting really weird.
Oh, look, Billy, he's not blind anymore. He's not walking like he's blind.
This guy's walking like something happened, though.
Couldn't you interview her in not a noisy hallway?
Oh, my God, the worst audio.
Is
worse
that
than
another
Trump
person?
Audio. It's Faith Ann a second time, I believe. So, I guess what's happening now is...
I don't know what's going on here.
The bots are taking over.
...that's been presented as fact. Evidence against Mr. Smollett.
Is that Jussie back there? They just leave the fucking woman there?
Yeah.
They're like, oh shit, sorry woman, we can't hear you anyways. Let's get Jussie.
Welcome, cameras in the courtroom, so that the public and the media can see the actual evidence and what we believe is actually
going to
be the lack of evidence against Mr. Smollett.
This entire clip is horseshit. We were listening to this to watch Jussie and his swole-ass bodyguard walk out of the room.
He got the fuck out of there so fast.
It's nice to see that he's... free until further litigation. I think he got charged with 16 counts of like false
disorderly conduct.
Some of them were
felony disorderly conduct.
Yeah, felony disorderly conduct. Yep. 16 counts. Damn.
Transparency and the truth. That's all we're discussing.
What is this information you want to put off?
Sorry, can you just say that one more time?
Can you just say it one more time when I turn the microphone on? This is easily the worst footage I think we've ever seen in a news report. God awful. We pay cash, what, not for audio? Who? How much they pay for this video?
Too much, apparently.
Daily Mail is so bullshit.
If they paid, you know, $20, they paid too much for that shitty video.
Daily Mail is so... This ad at the end saying we pay cash for videos, they are so bullshit. They were the ones that pushed the scandal where I attacked the Westboro Baptist Church member. It was Daily Mail, and they pushed that shit, and it went national. And the Huffington Post was calling me all because they didn't bother fact-checking anything. Some guy made a claim that, like, I sat on the dude and was, like, butt naked and like, tell him, like, just screaming, I'm Billy the Fridge, I'm Leviathan. And I did half of that, but it wasn't as sensationalized. And they definitely didn't fact check whether or not someone named David Phelps existed. I made up a Westboro Baptist Church member, and they fucking bought into it hella.
Yeah, there is no David, right?
There's no David Phelps. No, I had to come up with something. And then Daily Mail just reports it like nothing. They pay cash for videos, and then now they want to. They paid some cash for that stupid fucking Smollett video. They must pay bullshit because that was like a trash video. They probably gave the guy $50. They still overpaid for that particular clip, but there was no like editorial process there. The VOD.
He left.
He left the room.
He left court.
And she spoke under her breath for like a minute, and we couldn't hear any of it. Thank you, Daily Mail. Everybody right now, here's the challenge. Go out and record some videos and try and sell them to Daily Mail. They can be bullshit videos. Who cares? Make the best video you can and see how much they'll pay you for it. If you're in Los Angeles, go hunt down TMZ style and try and sell the videos to Daily Mail. I want to see how much they're going to pay you. I might go do it.
Next one we have here, former Vice President Joe Biden teases 2020 presidential bid. I bet he feels a lot better about it now that Hillary said there's no way she's going to be part of it.
I appreciate the energy you showed when I got up here. Save it a little longer. I may need it in a few weeks.
Okay. So just
why does
say
he look so sad?
He does look sad. But I mean, come on, man. Just say it.
Maybe he's waiting for the current group to start cannibalizing
if he gets the nomination. I don't doubt for a minute Trump will bring up all the videos of him like being weird around
totally
like 12-year-old girls and shit.
But I feel like Biden, at least the debates will be entertaining as hell.
I'd like to take him back behind the gym.
Yeah, I don't believe anybody's gonna beat Trump at this point, but I wouldn't mind a Biden versus Trump presidential
just
run.
For the entertainment value. Yeah.
Couple of old guys that aren't like, yep. Never mince their words. They both have like a creepy like background to attack each other with, and the different sides that make the political attack videos will be able to use so much both ways. It's a grumpy old men election.
I have to wonder why all these polls we're seeing have Biden at the top of the mountain right now. I don't really believe it personally. I don't think I think Biden's wasting his time.
He's familiar though, right? Like we had him with Obama for 8 years and he's a familiar face. That name recognition goes far in politics.
Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. Mean pettiness has overtaken our politics. Sometimes it seems like we can't govern ourselves or even talk to one another. If you notice, I get criticized for saying anything nice about a Republican. Folks,
he's so sad here.
We are. That's not how we got here.
Is this somber speech going to have a payoff?
I don't really see it having one.
It's not who we are.
It's not why we're here.
It's not good to hate. Hate is not so good.
Do not hate.
I don't know, man. I figure if he's talking about announcing a run in 2 weeks, he should be a lot more energized 2 weeks prior. If he's holding off his announcement for what? So he can mope around the entire time?
There's no point. Just do it now or don't do it. tired of you, Biden.
He's biding his time.
So I guess Tucker Carlson said some stuff in the past that now people are giving him shit about.
Oh, really?
Fox News host Tucker Carlson is facing backlash over misogynistic, racist, and homophobic comments that he made during radio appearances years ago. The clips were published by the progressive nonprofit group Media Matters, and here's some of what he said.
I love women, but they're extremely primitive. They're basic. They're not that hard to understand. If you're talking to a feminist and she's giving you, men really need to be more sensitive and this. No, actually, men don't need to be more sensitive. You just need to be quiet and kind of do what you're told.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, you can't really. Here's the thing, right? Like, this goes both ways. You need to do what you're told. They're trying to tell you to do what they're telling you to do. You can't tell other people to do anything, right? You can persuade them. You can direct them. You can try and manipulate them if that's what you're into. But you can't tell another person to do anything. You can't tell somebody, to respect you. You have to earn that respect. You have to be respectable. You have to be something worth their time for you to get their time.
Right.
Right. And both sides are like, well, you just have to do what you're told. They don't have to do what they're told. They can get in the kitchen,
make me a sandwich, bitch. Yeah.
But they also they can't just go and tell guys to be more sensitive. That's like you have to earn the sensitivity out of a guy. You have to show them why it benefits society as a whole for men to be sensitive, and that's the problem. Men aren't wired to be like, fuck you, I don't want to be sensitive, because they're assholes, because everybody's fucking assholes. These feminist women that are telling people to do something are the assholes. The reason they have to tell them to do it is because these fucking guys are assholes, and you expect them to just change because you have a good point?
There's three types of people. Assholes, cunts, and dicks.
Yeah, that's so true, though.
And the dicks are always trying to fuck the assholes and the cunts.
It's true.
Yeah, that was a great bit.
Oh yeah, that
Team America.
The guys behind South Park are always on the nose in the most crass way, and I appreciate them.
It actually gets worse from there. We're not going to play all of what he had to say back on those.
Why not? Let's hear it.
The appearances. The Fox News host.
Let's hear it.
Made comments that appeared to minimize.
Look at this. Where did they pull this gem of a photo from?
This is his fisting pose.
You gotta get the knuckles up like that.
At least he's maintaining his Tucker face in all these photo frames. He always has that weird face.
Ape of underage girls, and now some are calling for an advertising boycott of his show, Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Carlson has not apologized, instead calling on people to watch the show if they want to know his thoughts. Here's what he had to say last night.
We've always apologized when we're wrong, and we'll continue to do that. That's what decent people do. They apologize. But we will never bow to the mob. Ever. No matter what.
What if you're getting the shit beat out of you by the mob? Then might be a good time to bow down.
I think Fox News doesn't want people to bow down to the mob on their station. So I don't know if he could get reached by the mob. Like the whole Fox News is like the counter to the mob, right? They are the mob. They're the last defense of free speech because they can say whatever the fuck they want. They're never held accountable. So they're like, yeah, Tucker, just say you're not going to apologize because you're not sorry, because we're not sorry. We're fucking Fox News.
Yeah,
we don't appeal to apologists. We appeal to the fucking assholes.
Carlson's comments were made between 2006 and 2011. This comes just months after.
We appeal to the geriatrics.
After Carlson's show lost sponsors after he claimed immigrants make the U.S., quote, poorer and dirtier.
Oh.
Like seriously, when the boomers are gone, who's going to be watching Fox News? Hardly anybody.
It's really blaming immigrants for making America poorer and dirtier is so backwards in my mind. Like the rich make America poorer because the rich have every advantage. Affluenza, you got Lori fucking Loughlin paying her children into the fucking colleges, this unfair advantage, and it's not like this is some rare thing. Money talks. The politics, they the bureaucrats, the fucking the, all the payments that go back and forth.
The rich make America poorer, and Jared Genesis makes America dirtier.
The rich get richer, and the poor get poorer, and the pendulum swings back when the poor get too poor. Because you got to give them a little more crumbs, and for about 8 years, they feel like they're getting fed again. And then you dial it back, say, nah, you're getting too fat. Let's pull it back now. A little fucking hypnotization. You're getting very sleepy, America. You're getting very hungry. You're getting very fat. And it just bounces back and forth over the course of decades. It's always how it has been. America, the rich make America poorer, and they make the rich richer. And you look back at the Great Depression. There was more millionaires made in the Great Depression up until the last fucking fallout of 2008, when we went into our recession. When everybody at the bottom gets hungry and poor, everybody at the top gets rich. So saying immigrants make the motherfucking country dirty and poor is just a cover-up for the fact that the elites that you speak for are the ones controlling the streets.
I don't even care that he said it, really. I think he's wrong, obviously, but I hate it when people dig up shit that's like over a decade old to get people in trouble. I mean, these advertisers should have done their homework anyway. I mean, there's so many times where advertisers will be sponsoring someone for years and years and years, and then people get a hair up their ass about something they said forever ago, and then the advertiser's like, oh no, this person's bad. It's like, did you not do research at all on them?
That was my favorite thing about James Gunn, is like, Disney obviously did the research. They obviously saw what was happening with him, but it became a problem, and rather than stand by their guns, they fired him. They did the research. Disney does the fucking research. He'd apologize publicly for that shit before the Disney thing, 6 months before the Disney deal went through.
Oh, here's something new. Nancy Pelosi said she wouldn't impeach Trump, knowing what she knows right now. So,
breaking news tonight, Speaker Nancy Pelosi is declaring something of a new standard on the record for what it would take to impeach President Trump.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, has just dropped a bombshell about impeachment.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says...
And if you notice, as far as I know, anyone in the audience can correct me if this is wrong, but I've always heard Trump say, I like Nancy, and he doesn't give her a weird nickname like he gives to people he doesn't like.
Even though Grossy Pelosi would be perfect.
I know, that is the perfect nickname for Nancy. Grossy Pelosi.
He's against impeaching the president.
Saying in an interview with the Washington Post, quote, I'm not for impeachment. This is news. I'm going to give you some news right now because I haven't said this to any press person before. But since you asked, I've been thinking about this. Impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path.
And says in order to pursue it, she would need compelling evidence and a bipartisan process.
Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, if you need evidence and bipartisan, I don't think that's going to happen at all. So, yeah, that's cool though, because a lot of Democrats are being all like, impeach the motherfucker. Like, they're ready to impeach him before there's even anything to really impeach him for.
Yeah, we just have to let the investigation play out. And hopefully, you know,
it
happens before Trump's on his third term.
Adding, he's just not worth it. Pelosi did argue President Trump should not be in office. She said he's, quote, ethically and intellectually unfit to serve.
Politically, as you may have heard, there are growing calls from her own caucus, from her own Democratic members, saying maybe it is getting time to consider impeachment.
The fact that it needs to be bipartisan. The speaker has made that clear for a long period of time, and the reality remains that In order for impeachment to actually move through in the United States Senate, they would need no fewer than 20 Republicans to join all Democrats to actually move that through. Look,
yeah, so that's not easy, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think from a logistic point, maybe it's not time to talk about impeachment yet, and maybe she's right about really it being bipartisan.
Do you really think he'd try to get a third term? Like, are you just being...
I'm obviously joking, okay. Right? But the idea that it could happen is not impossible, right?
It's not impossible, just like, you know...
Trump getting elected to me was impossible.
I mean, that's...
happened.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not ruling out anything at this point. I'm at the point now where Trump, right before the new election, instead of a grabber by the pussy tape or Hillary emails... like type of thing leaks.
I think there'd have to be some big changes made to the way the rules currently are for him to have more than two terms.
Well, of course there would have to be, but...
And I don't see him pushing for that. I don't think he would have the time or the influence to make something like that happen.
Unless we Trump finally lets everybody know that there's aliens, right? Right before this 2020 election.
I'm Billy Ventura, and this is conspiracy theory.
I'm just saying, we have a fucking reality TV star as president. You telling me that he wouldn't play that card right before re-election?
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been trying to broker a deal with the Romulans for the last the Romulans. 16 months since my presidency had let me into clearance of Area 51. And I think that it's time for America to know we will live together in peace. I am the peace president, the galactic peace president.
It could happen. Third term right there.
So shit has gotten so bad.
I think
I'll play this.
This has
a
been a
long
running debate.
On.
It has to be done on the basis of very, very clear evidence. And it has to be done only under certain circumstances. Otherwise, it becomes just one more tool in the political toolbox. And every president is going to face that
based on the facts that she's aware of.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want to get to a time in American politics where the other side is just trying to impeach, you know, the other side.
And we've already gotten to a place where the other side just shuts down the government when they don't get their way. That's setting a terrible
precedent.
I mean,
both sides have done that.
Yeah, but the one side, like when Obama did it, it lasted for what?
Clinton did it too.
Clinton did it too, yeah.
Clinton's was actually the longest one before this last one.
But this last one was on something so basic, right? I feel like the principles were different. This is for a fucking wall. Like, it's not the same, in my opinion. I don't know.
Well, I thought the wall was a waste of money anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
This moment, it's not a road that she wants to go down. It's a road that she wants to kind of slam the door shut to, at least for the moment, despite many in her caucus not just calling for impeachment, but some, even to this point, Wolf, introducing resolutions to do just that.
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America.
I believe that we have everything that it needs to basically impeach him. Yeah. I believe that.
Basically impeach him. I believe we have everything we need to basically impeach
here's
him.
Here's the impeach the motherfucker person.
Believe that.
Bullies don't win. And no. I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Her comments come soon after Democrats expanded their investigations into the White House. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
So she's, you know, basically the highest ranking Democrat. So
there was always that theory that Pence was behind all the leaks and stuff.
I mean,
like,
if
he does get impeached and Pence steps in, plays the new president daddy, you think that that's likely to possibly happen at this point?
Well, he would if that happened.
Yeah, but what if he's the one that's like pulling all the strings to get him ousted?
I mean, it's not up to him. It's not up to him. Like, he can't really do that much unless he has inside information that he's willing to give.
Well, Pence probably does, right?
Like, I don't know.
There was that report.
I can't come into this thing with that many assumptions. I can't assume what people know.
So we can,
you know,
well, I think like the idea to assume is important for discussion, though, right? As long as we're not saying it's fact.
Sure.
We do want to talk about it. We do want to be like, look, if this was the possibility, and then I don't have to bring up aliens every time I run out of argument space.
So shit has gotten so bad in Venezuela that they're pulling the U.S. diplomats out.
Okay, we're going to turn out of that breaking news overnight. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pulling all remaining U.S. diplomats out of Venezuela as the crisis there grows. Pompeo calling it a deteriorating situation, a power outage there paralyzing much of that country. Our chief national affairs correspondent Tom Yamas is in Panama with the latest. Good morning, Tom.
Cecilia, good morning. The situation in Venezuela getting more dire by the minute.
Okay, I mean, like, cool, he's in Panama, but he could literally be in any fucking airport anywhere. They could say he was in Des Moines, Iowa or whatever, and I would believe them. What's the significance of him being kind of close to Venezuela in an airport? Couldn't they have just gotten someone else to do this? I don't know. I love those treadmill things that you can walk on at the airport, though. They make you feel like Superman.
Yeah.
Like you can walk so fucking fast on them. Anyway.
Maybe he's just happened to be like at a layover and he was doing some other work in Venezuela or somewhere around there and they knew he was nearby. So they sent a team out with him or.
I just never understood this aspect of the news. Like when there's a volcano going off, why do they need to actually send a person to go stand next to the volcano and report on it? Or, you know, there's a hurricane. They got motherfuckers standing outside in a hurricane or there's a flood. Got people standing like up to their waist in floodwaters. I never got it.
Basic necessities, food, water, and electricity all but have disappeared as violence and desperation grows in the country.
Overnight, with Venezuela in chaos, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pulling all remaining U.S. diplomatic personnel out of the country. The secretary citing the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. The country now in a sixth day of a nationwide blackout, with hospitals crippled and darkened streets filled with protesters, people scavenging for whatever they can find, and looters. Families so desperate for water, they are gathering at drainage pipes next to this contaminated river. Amid the blackouts, oil exports grinding to a halt, which is making Venezuela's economic crisis even worse. President Maduro addressing the blackout last night, accusing, without evidence, the United States of sabotaging the trouble as part of an alleged plot to overthrow the embattled leader. Juan Guaido, the opposition leader, currently recognized as the country's president by more than 50 nations, including the U.S., declaring a state of emergency to allow foreign aid to come into Venezuela.
But the Maduro government that is still in power because of backing from the military is still refusing any assistance from the United States. This as the political struggle is ongoing, Maduro refusing to step down, and Juan Guaido saying he is the new leader of Venezuela. Cecilia?
Fuck. It's so messed up, and they have a ton of oil there.
I wonder what our interest is with that.
Definitely not the oil.
Yeah, I don't know why we even care, America. Why do we care about some little country with tons of oil? We've never had interest in oil before.
Yeah.
Give us that fucking oil. Give us that. Give us that oil.
Give us that oil.
Yeah.
Free the oil.
Free the oil.
Yeah, Citgo. That's their company. But I guess like Citgo and other parts of the world may have cut ties. I don't know.
Hmm.
I've bought cigarettes at a Citgo station before.
You're part of the problem, Benjamin.
You capitalist scum. Capitalist scum.
Here's some more international news. I guess they tried to pass another Brexit deal in the UK and it just didn't go through.
Like
British lawmakers,
did they figure out first Brexit yet?
This is the first Brexit.
So the deal was to like extend not Brexit or what?
The deal is to make Brexit happen. They decided to do Brexit before they had a clear plan on how they were going to do it.
And so now they have the second plan to tell people how to do it and it got denied or?
They've tried this a few times. It just doesn't go through. There's no easy way to exit from this type of deal.
British lawmakers have made their decision. After a long and often rancorous national debate, they've decided to vote no on the latest proposed Brexit deal.
The ayes to the right, 242. The noes to the left.
All right, who spliced Harry Potter into this?
I enjoy the pageantry.
391.
Are they in Hogwarts? I mean, like
Parliament, dude.
Looks like
Parliament is a fucking Hogwarts.
The noes have it.
The Speaker of the British House of Commons announcing the result of the House of Commons Prime Minister's Brexit plan. It's a huge loss for Theresa May, who's been struggling to meet the demands of Brexit supporters for many months. So the struggle isn't over just yet. The road ahead is still full of complications. And Theresa May says she profoundly regrets the rejection of her deal, the second time she has faced such a defeat.
Yeah, so
she says she is calling for a free vote tomorrow in which MPs can decide whether they want to leave the EU without a deal at all.
Oh, fuck.
Here are some of what she had to say.
So how does that work if you don't have a deal of any
sort? Yeah, after the latest Brexit.
You just go, we left.
Yeah, everybody's Bye. Currency now becomes their Pokemon cards that they have from the 1990s. You can trade a Charizard for a loaf of bread.
This is an issue of grave importance for the future of our country. Just like the referendum, there are strongly held and equally legitimate views on both sides. For that reason, I can confirm that this will be a free vote on this side of the House.
People are laughing. You hear that shit?
Was that laughing?
I think.
Oh, wow. I didn't register as laughing.
Man,
I thought they were like
she just uproarious. Is. She just looks nasty to me.
I like her necklace.
I don't know what that is. Fuck.
I think those are anal beads. Her voice is so hoarse.
I struggled with this choice, as I'm sure many other honorable members will. I'm passionate about delivering the result of referendum.
Do you think she smokes?
I honestly don't think she smokes. I think that. She's probably horse because she's made
a horse
love to a horse.
She's a horse.
Yeah.
She might be a little horse because she is a horse.
But I equally passionately believe that the best way to do that is to leave in an orderly way with a deal. Yeah. And I still
she's over here with her voice lost, probably working hard on this all the time. And we're talking shit.
Yeah. Let's take a look at something really quick here.
She's probably got like fucking mono or something, and she's over here dying, just trying to get Brexit to go through so the country doesn't fall apart, working her hardest. And we're over here like, sounds like a fucking horse to me. Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Yeah, yeah.
Dumb bitch.
So this is the value of the pound. So like in 2018, it was way up there. This is its value versus the dollar.
It seems to be doing well now compared to what the year before.
This would have been
2017.
Yeah, this is like March 2017. And here is.
This is a 2 year
like
projection.
Early
Can
April.
We hit a 5 year projection?
Let's see. Oh my God.
Okay, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Holy shit.
It's in a 10 year.
So it was like $1.71 for each British pound. 10 year.
Okay, that's pretty steady. With
there's peaks and valleys, but going all the way back to like 2009,
the lowest points there are at the highest points of the last 5 years.
Right, right. Right.
That's rough.
Yeah, I don't remember when the original deal to begin Brexit happened. If it happened somewhere around here,
I think it was around there because I remember. The guy from Game of Thrones commenting on it, and at the time Game of Thrones had just came back to
this
TV.
This is funny how that's how you remember it.
Yeah, Jon Snow was like, "You guys really fucked off everything. I'm just very disappointed in you. Very disappointed. You don't know what you've done. You don't know what you've done." And like, it was only a big deal because Game of Thrones was coming back.
Someone said that's when Brexit was voted on. Really, in 2016, yeah. Around then.
Yeah. Damn. You really fucked up. Winter is coming. Winter is coming, you fools.
I think there was
it's going
even,
to be very cold.
Yeah, I mean, someday there could be a dollar that, you know, the dollar could be stronger than the pound eventually.
Hmm. And the dollar could also drop because we got fucking Orange Man Bad in charge.
I mean, yeah, but we're not in this economic union with a bunch of other countries. And then, you know, 20 years later, we're trying to get out of it.
How great would a series called Breaking Orange Man Bad be? And it's about a president who got
trying
elected.
To cook meth.
You know, he figures out that he's got cancer, right? And so he's got nothing else to lose. So he just starts like governing the country in the most erratic way possible. He's over here making deals with Russia because he's dying anyways. That'd be a great miniseries.
Yeah.
Breaking Orange Man Bad. I would watch that. Somebody out there steal
Breaking
my idea.
Breaking Orange Man Bad.
That'd be so good.
I do like that. because he just loses it. He's like threatening to launch nukes at countries.
Yeah, it's basically like Kevin Spacey's House of Cards, but House of Tards.
So he calls up Kim Jong-un just like out of nowhere and is like, all right, I'm about to launch these nukes at you.
Kim Jong, fire up the barbecue. Coming to party. Either that or you're getting a fucking nuke. Give me some of your hand job honeys. I know you got them on deck. They just closed me down here in the United States.
Breaking Orange Man Bad.
It's so good.
I'm coming this fall.
I want a Clockwork Orange Man Bad. That's good too.
That's pretty fucking good too. That's great too. Holy shit.
Oh man. Yeah. This is the future of television.
Everyone share this stream. Like the stream. We've got around 700 live viewers. Come on. I think we could get the likes over 200.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, and for all of you who are normally lurkers, everyone who's usually a lurker, just say hi.
Hi.
In the chat. Everyone just say hi. Let's get it just going. Hi.
Hi, lurkers.
Lurkers. Come on. Come out of your lurker shells and say hello.
Look at all those lurkies.
And while you're doing that, also hit the like button too.
I see Swagta's there as a lurker.
Yep. See, it's funny who you see that wouldn't normally be there, but if you ask them,
hi, Rose.
They'll come out.
I see a few familiar names. Lurkers. See, this is what happens when the lurkers speak up. We boring. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
You'll be back.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
You'll be back. Orange is the new bad. Orange is the new man bad. Oh, you guys are too cute. Brexit, you know, it's obvious that it's threw off the entire country, and the fact they don't have a plan to put things back in place is only keeping it down. I don't know.
I couldn't even imagine how hard it would be for like Germany to leave the EU or France, like a big country that actually uses the euro as their currency. If one of them wanted to leave at some point, I just think that would just totally fuck things up on both sides.
Yeah.
For England, it's, you know, seems a little bit different, but still very difficult to do.
Bambi's in the Patreon chat as a lurker. See, the lurkers come out. Thank you guys for showing your faces. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you for hanging
out.
That's
interesting that there are lurkers in the paid chat. Yeah. I pay for this chat, but sweet. I'm not gonna use it.
I want to thank all the lurkers, even though they don't give me jokes to steal during the episode. I still appreciate you.
What if Belgium left the EU? Then where would the capital be?
fuck the capital. Where would we get the waffles from?
And the delicious beers.
Yes, all the well, you can get the beers from Germany.
The beers in Belgium are totally different than the beers from Germany.
But you can still
The beers in Belgium are usually stronger, and they have like they're either like way stronger or they're like fruitier. Like there's a lot of like fruity Belgian beers.
But if Belgium leaves, like you still have a lot of alcoholic options. If as far as breakfast foods goes,
and fries, you got
crepes or pancakes from the fucking Dutch,
Flemish. Fritz.
You got Dutch Fritz. Babies and French toast. Sometimes you need a fucking waffle. Sometimes you need what are those squares? It's like the fucking the mathematician's breakfast.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Waffles.
You've never been to Belgium before.
But I've had Belgian waffles.
Yeah, you've had the American version of Belgian waffles.
I've had a waffle cone.
Okay.
I've had waffle fries.
And I'm conscious also. And I'm conscious also of my duties as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of the potential damage to the Union.
Where would Belgium go? I don't think they'd go anywhere. I'm just joking around. I don't think that they'd leave.
Yeah.
That leaving without a deal could do when one part of our country is without devolved governance. I can therefore confirm that the motion will read, that this House declines to approve leaving the European Union without a withdrawal agreement and a framework on the future relationship on the 29th of March 2019, and notes that leaving without a deal remains the default in UK and EU law unless this House and the EU ratify an agreement.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn was quick to respond in Parliament. He's hinting that the government should call an election over the defeat.
This party.
Someone said she looks like Mr. Burns.
Damn.
I'll give you the threshing of a lifetime.
We'll put forward our proposals again, which are about a negotiated customs union, access to the market, and protection of rights. Those are the ones we'll put forward. We believe there may well be a majority for them, but there will also be the potential of negotiating them. The Prime Minister has run down the clock.
Is this a Monty Python sketch?
And the clock has been run out on her. Maybe it's time instead.
I like their gold table that they sit at with all the golden books.
With the scepter on it?
Yeah, what the fuck?
The scepter is the best.
Did Macho King Randy Savage leave that there?
Yeah.
I'm looking at their table. You know how Trump likes to rearrange things on tables? I'd like Trump to visit Parliament.
Could you imagine this covered in like whatever the UK fast food is? Like they got the rugby team whatever?
UK fast food mostly is American fast food just the over
cricket,
there.
The cricket team. We can all nosh on some Burger King and fish and chips.
It's time instead we had a general election and the people could choose who their government should be.
The CBC's Kayla Hounsell.
That jump cut had like a split
that
second
is an
of Theresa May.
Expelled parrot. That parrot is no more.
The chips and fish.
Us through the day, helping us understand developments in this complex story. So, Kayla, what happened in there?
Well, Andrew, this is yet another humiliating defeat for Theresa May. As we heard, she said she profoundly regrets this result this evening. Her divorce deal with the European Union has now been rejected.
Why is this woman talking so slow? Is she high?
Maybe.
Usually they have like a different cadence when they're reporting. Like, do you think that has like a English accent and she's trying to fake it? Like, she's trying to fake her American accent for some reason? Like, why is it so slow?
149 votes. You may remember in January, her deal was overwhelmingly rejected by 230 votes. And since then, Theresa May has been.
She was drinking at a pub and they're like, bitch, you better get out there and report on this now.
She's like, oh, ziggy zoggy, oi, oi, oi.
Legally binding changes to the Irish backstop. That's the insurance policy that guarantees.
The Irish backstop? Is that what it was called?
I know that sexual position. It's illegal in these parts.
Theresa May has been seeking legally binding changes to the Irish backstop.
What the fuck is the Irish backstop?
I don't know, but it needs legally binding changes, apparently. The Irish backstop.
The Irish backstop. It is... The Irish backstop, convenient shorthand for a devilishly complex subject. It sounds almost like a fence, but the issue is about not having a fence at all. An apt paradox for a problem that may not have a solution.
Well, that only confuses me more. What does that even say? That only confuses me more.
I mean, there's part of the UK that's in Ireland, you know. I don't know. So, you know, Northern Ireland is part of the UK.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has something to do with it. Can someone explain this to us in the chat? Someone said, sounds like a wrestling move. It does. Yeah. Irish backstop into the ropes.
Irish backstop. 1, 2, kick out.
Yep.
Oh, no. He hit him with the Brexit. It's over. Government officials debate it daily in London and on the continent, and ordinary Britons and Irish people are discussing it too, if only to say that they don't understand what it means. There's a fucking New York Times article. I don't know how long this is. It's like a good page and a half explaining how nobody knows what it means. In short, it's a way to avoid building a physical border with checkpoints for goods on the boundary between Ireland, a European Union member country, and Northern Ireland, a part of the United Kingdom.
Okay, I get it. Okay, they don't want to... Okay, I see. Okay, so it'll cause more issues in Ireland due to, Northern Ireland no longer being part of the EU. So, okay.
It's basically a wall.
It's
right?
a wall.
Build a wall.
Dude, it would be a way smaller wall. That's actually an attainable wall on that little border there.
Do you think that Trump's wall would have went through if they called it a red state backstop?
Maybe.
Because California has already got its own wall. Like, somehow the blue state border has its own fucking wall.
Well, I mean, there's walls here and there, fences here and there, but they're closer to highly populated areas. The argument is, you know, in the desert in between El Paso and San Diego, there's not too many places there where they need a physical fence or wall. So, Brexit, crazy.
That's the insurance policy that guarantees there will never be a return of a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. And in fact, just last night, Theresa May told MPs that she had been able to achieve some of what they were asking for. She had a joint statement with the EU that said that Irish backstop would not be permanent. But then also today, Britain's Attorney General said that while the new agreement reduced the risk for the UK when it comes to remaining in that backstop with the European Union indefinitely, it did not eliminate that risk. And so what we have just seen a short time
Irish
ago
backstop.
With this crushing defeat for Theresa May is that obviously she was not able to secure enough for the MPs.
So this story is far from over. What happens now?
Yes, that's the million-dollar question now. Theresa May has said all along that if this deal was defeated tonight, she would put another vote to MPs tomorrow. They would get a chance to...
Maybe you just... You know what? You got to learn how to slow down. You got to learn how to slow down when you're in London, man. They love to queue up.
She's used to a New York minute.
They queue the fuck up in
London.
Queue up. You see people, they stand in these long-ass fucking lines.
Is there any reason to stand in the line, or is it just like...
Yeah. They're waiting for something. Oh. Like, you know, maybe they're buying something.
Queue up.
People are unnecessarily polite. That doesn't mean they're nice or friendly. They're polite. It's different.
Vote on whether they want to leave the European Union with no deal on March 29th. And just a few moments ago in Parliament, she reiterated that they will get that chance. And she has said that her side of the House will be given a free vote. So she seems to have given up on trying to lead Brexit and letting her MPs vote for that how they see fit. If they reject that again, then they will be given another chance to vote on Thursday, in which they will be asked whether they want to delay Brexit. Here's what Prime Minister Theresa May had to say about the options.
Oh no, we gotta listen to her again.
I'm not sure whose voice I... There's really stopped on this girl.
But that's because she's via satellite, so there's like this long delay.
Let me be clear.
She sounds like the madam at some raunchy...
There is no try. Voting against leaving without a deal and for an extension does not solve the problems we face. The EU...
What about the waffles?
The EU will want to know what use we mean to make of such an extension. And this House will have to answer that question. Does it wish to revoke Article 50? Does it want to hold a second referendum?
Maybe.
Does it want to leave with a deal, but not this deal? These are unenviable choices. But thanks to the decision that the House has made this evening,
I can't stop looking at her necklace.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's quite a piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
There's seven like metal stones.
Yeah,
right?
They're metallic.
The metallic like medallions. I just
it's her Sonichu medallion.
Oh my gosh. They have to have some sort of like hidden powers, right? Like who would wear something that big on their neck?
Maybe... Who the fuck would vote for this bitch? Yeah, you're right. They must have hidden powers.
Damn it.
A choice.
You know what's weird? The two female prime ministers of the UK were both like pretty conservative. Because they had Margaret Thatcher in the 80s and she was buddies with Reagan. And she like... I think she started some kind of war, like in the Falkland Islands.
The Falkland?
Yeah, the Falklands. I don't know. If there are Brits in the chat, they could probably tell me.
Tell us about the War of the Falklands.
Falklands. Those damn Falklands.
Yeah.
It's just a game, Falker.
Falker? It's not...
Oh, so Full Metal Atheist says, I live in the Falklands.
Did Thatcher destroy your home country? Are you guys rebuilding? We really don't know. Like, we're depending on the Falklands War. Yeah, Reno says it. So, depending on you guys to educate us at this point because we have no prior
knowledge.
Well, I
thought I knew that, but I always get things wrong and people are like, you don't know anything about subject A.
I actually know nothing about the Falklands.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing. Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister when there was like a war that went on down there.
Okay, so there were Argentine invaders, and she sent UK forces to kick out the Argentine invaders.
Yeah.
Well, I, Margaret Thatcher, will send the UK forces in to take out all the Argentinians. That's actual radio.
That's how she sounded?
Yeah, that's just a radio historical playback bit. Audio clip. That's what I meant. Yeah, Dad. We're killing it tonight.
Those damn Argentinians.
Argentinians. Argentina's army got smashed. Well, that's pretty far out. Like, there are the fucking Falklands, man. Falklands are island?
Dude, I don't know what it is, but the last time I was in the Netherlands, they had Argentinian steakhouses everywhere. Mm-hmm. It always said Argentinian steakhouse. I'm like, why Argentinian? Like, why is that so popular here? They just had it everywhere.
I'm a big fan of the Buenos Aires Grill in Seattle. It's an Argentinian steakhouse.
Huh.
They do like, they have people come out and they like dance. They do like the tango or whatever the particular dance of the region is.
I don't know what an Argentinian dance.
They'll just come out like every 15 minutes or something and do a little tango. And then you're sitting there eating your steak. And sometimes they have like calamari. It was really good there. You're sitting there spitting and farting and eating and they're dancing. And you're like, yeah, good job. That's what I was doing, at least. I don't know if it's supposed to be as unclassy as I made it. I made it really unclassy.
You have that way about you.
Yeah. I'm the type of guy that like walks into a room and if it's too classy, I'll just rip a loud fart to bring it back down to my level. All the like the really classy people run off and there'll just be a couple of fart sniffers left and I'll befriend them. Is that weird?
Knowing you the way I know you now, no, it's not weird that you befriend fart sniffers.
Well, I mean, they're my people.
I'm going to read. We only got a few Streamlabs and Super Chats. I'm going to read them now. HODO4 donated 50 Danish things. Billy, you could do a rap based on the title. Chris Chan, Billy, and their eternal undying love.
I hate that idea.
Fidel Castro, $3. Venezuela, what about Puerto Rico? What about it?
Oh, because they had the big outage and the hurricane hit, and we haven't dealt with them yet. Billy, why didn't you say you already knew you were a panda? I saw your Santa album cover. Santa, 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 Santa. That was a cover of the panda song. That's why I had a panda and a Santa hat. It was so cute. Christmas time.
Hypothesis, $5. I think it refers to when the EU stopped Ireland from leaving about 10 years ago.
We're talking about the Irish backstop?
Yeah. I don't know.
I will probably pass out soon, but first I wanted to confess my love for Ben. You are such a sweet boy.
Oh, thank you.
Toledo Pride, my brother.
Yeah.
Aww.
Thank you.
Are there any more that were?
No, that's all we had.
Okay. I Reed Naylor in the patron chat said, "Fuck Toledo, got beef."
Hey, got do beef? What you do.
He must be a Michigani from Michiganistan. Well, now that I have all seven Infinity Stones collected on my necklace, I'll be able to end Brexit for good.
Yeah, that's what it is. Instead of like the Infinity Gauntlet, it's big bulbous things.
That must now be faced.
The anal virginity gauntlet.
The anal virginity gauntlet. Oh my God.
Margaret Thanos.
Yeah, Margaret Thanos. That's a good one.
It's too bad Theresa May doesn't fit better. I was trying to think of a good name on Theresa May to play off. It did not work. It did not work. But Irish Backstop is my porn name. Good one, King Neckbeard.
Yeah.
You ever have the porn name generator or whatever? Like they put a Facebook page around. It's like the street you grew up on and the name of your first pet is your porn name. And it goes around and then you realize those are also the questions they ask you when you can't find your password to like recover your password. So all these people are like, oh, I'm 25th Street Spot as their porn name. And then they're like, okay. And they go into their password recovery and get all their information. That it's so is fucked true. Up.
That's a good phishing scheme.
That's what it was. Everybody's passing around because like, I love porn names and I love the remembrance of my childhood. Is Alexa Bliss hosting this year's WrestleMania? Hypothesis with a $5.
And wearing the Aztec medallions from Lucha Underground.
Oh, wow.
That's what those things were.
Theresa May had them.
Yeah,
medallions.
When you get them all and you complete the belt, the Gift of the Gods title, and then you get to use that essentially as money in the bank.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to beat everyone and be like the one person to capture the medallions.
So I just got a message delivered to my phone right now from somebody, and I think they said Doug Tenaple was banned from Twitter.
Really?
I'm not sure. I can't double check. I figure that's something I guess I'll look up right now. If that's true, that's not good. That is not good. Let's see. I'm typing in Doug Tenaple. Okay. Clicking his Twitter. I think I got trolled. He's right here.
Why would you believe that without checking?
Because it was from a good source.
Who?
My mom.
Oh.
Mom, why'd you lie to me?
Your mom just trolled your
ass. I guess
ass.
He's live right now. So maybe Doug, like... I think he said something. I don't know, man. Mom, you just stop. Pinche.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's here. I see him.
Yeah. Well, because we have him Thursday, right? Like, that's the big debate with Destiny. So I'm over here like, I wonder what... If I'm looking at his page and it's saying that Doug's not banned... But maybe he's post-banned? Maybe he's soft-banned?
Yeah, he might be, like, suspended.
Okay, because his page shows up, so it's not terminated.
Yeah, sometimes you can get suspended for, like, 24 hours or something like that.
Yeah, that's rough. I'm over here trying to trust the news source of my, my mother. The sky is falling. Ben's like, who would you trust? Who would you trust like that? And I'm like, it's my fucking mom.
There you go.
She's over here spreading fake news, mom. Damn it. No, but I don't know.
He might be like suspended or something. I don't know.
He said to tell your friends, my mom said. So my mom is over here watching Doug Tenaple instead of me. Fucking bitch. We didn't get the new intro.
I don't know, dude.
Oh no. Oh no. Where's the new intro? It says his tweet is no longer available? Okay.
Yeah, so his tweet was deleted. It's probably one of those things where they make you delete your own tweet and then you're suspended for like 24 hours.
Okay.
Nizo, fat man. Had so fat nigga me a left hand. Nizo.
Is this a cringe rap?
Fat man.
Not really.
Had so fat nigga me a left hand. I'm the motherfucking boss, nigga. I'm the motherfucking boss.
Are you sure?
No, like,
I think this might be a cringe rap.
My bro would do it on me in his bag, bro. And I got the whip, got it from Barack. Got the fire whip, yeah, got it from Barack. Now post it up on
Do you know this guy?
Uh-uh.
Would you want to hang out with him?
No.
Rock, what a clock.
Don't you love it when you're hanging out with someone, they just start waving a gun around?
I don't mind.
Can I shoot to your buddy on a clock?
I'm more off put by him standing on the chair.
Best rapper alive, and I'll put that shit on Paul, and I'll put that shit on Joe, yeah. Best. And I'll put that shit on Paul, and I'll put that shit on Joe, yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure this isn't cringe?
I got ice on my knee, yeah. I got ice on my
knee. Ice on his neck?
And I got a whip, I got it from Rock.
Is there a necklace on there? He needs Theresa May's necklace.
You want a dragon whip? You want an abyssal whip? You know, so I got the abyssal whip. I got it from Rough or the Low. Got it from Rough or the Low. Yeah, I got it from Rough or the Low, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, I know what you're saying.
I don't know what he's saying.
I know what he's saying.
I don't know what he's saying.
Got it from the... Damn, that's a Dusty. Why the fuck I...
That was great.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
Do that.
Why'd I do that?
Fucking stupid! You ever become a stupid retard?
Oh my God.
You ever become a stupid retard?
I don't think you just became one there, man. I think you walked into this video fully JF-able.
So, Finn...
He's going back into...
Can't nobody take my stride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no. I got to keep on moving.
Whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what he said. I need to see my face. Be like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Is he in a wildlife sanctuary?
Lessons. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about, you know, ice. I got a whip. Got it from Rough or the Low.
Maybe a troll?
I got it for Rough or the Low. Got it for Rough or the Low. Yeah.
It sounds like an airsoft gun. Got it Rough
or the Low.
Got it doesn't sound like whip, a heavy firing
low,
machinery.
Yeah. Got for the low, yeah. Got
it's got like
the
a
low,
loose click
yeah.
to it.
Got this whip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a whip. It doesn't look like a whip, it just looks like rope.
Like when he was standing on the chair there, I thought he was going to tie the rope and then hang himself.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know, I thought we were going to watch like a suicide video. I was scared for a minute. But now I'm just a little perturbed.
So swagged out young ice and I'll put that shit on foe and I'll put that shit on Joe, yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't even know. I'm so first off peace, you can look at me. Bro, I'm the best rapper alive and I'll put that shit on foe.
What the
nigga be like hidden camera. Nigga be like hitting camera on foe. That's how you set it up though.
What? Is he speaking a different language?
No, he's definitely speaking English. He said, neighbor be on hidden camera.
You know what I'm saying? For no one can break in your crib and shit, set up a hidden camera.
He's talking about setting up a hidden camera.
I think I found the spot.
This is like...
And I put that shit on foe. And I put that shit on Joe.
This is definitely
like
crazy, people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like a turtle shell, boy.
Bite.
Man, that's crazy, bro.
Oh my God. Is he looking at a soccer ball that's been hollowed out calling it a turtle shell?
Connect his house.
This is a turtle shell, man.
It's a turtle shell.
But this is a phone, not a camera, bro.
Dude, this guy
he wants to burglarize his crib.
Is he robbing a house right now, videotaping
camera it? Right here at midnight. Tell him what's good, what's pop, blah.
This is so confusing.
But you can't even see the...
Okay!
Let's go finesse the square. Hot Tim.
Whoa!
Then he get gone, then he... What?
Oh, is he in Venezuela?
Let me get a square, nigga! That's a con, boy!
It says here that he's in Jordan. So he's like in the Middle East. Okay. That's what it says in the title. It looks like it, too.
Let me get one!
He's asking, he's bumming a cigarette off
the guy. Let me get a square. Had the fun, bro.
Let me get a square. What a bum.
You got the fun? Hat, anti hat. Anti hat team.
What is it?
You think he's speaking Arabic now?
I think he just said jihad.
Oh, a bit.
He's been dropping the N-bomb plentifully.
Yeah, see, he's like in Jordan.
We
got the square.
The video, yeah, I'm supporting.
Yeah, see, he can speak another language too.
Yeah.
Hey, give me the cash.
He's like, here, hold this. And hold this camera for
shaking
a
the gun at him?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Amazing. I feel like
this guy is great.
Have we watched this?
No.
Do we know?
I almost played this on Twitch.
I remember seeing it the other day.
I started playing it on Twitch. And then I was like, I don't know if I can play this because he kept saying the N-word and he was waving a gun around.
Yeah.
But I know you can put this on YouTube. So what the fuck? He lives in like a compound. You see that shit?
Well, it's got some safety protections, a sliding gate. It's
look at this dude.
Oh, look at that. Cool.
I gave him the phone back. This is so weird. He must be somebody's like affluenza's son or nephew.
Yeah.
And I put that shit on for.
I knew he was gonna say that because he.
Don't win, nigga.
So. In. Disbelief.
Just burns his house down.
No, in.
I'm uncomfortable.
No, in.
Dude,
block like this, bro. If I do that, she's gonna go viral.
This guy's channel is insane.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of weird videos.
Is this Jared Nemesis?
But I need another square and some Arag, nigga.
Some what?
I don't know.
Arag?
Yeah. Dude, it looks like he got an earring ripped out at some point.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he didn't deserve that.
Ow. Fuck.
Dude, this is so weird.
Isn't he weird? This is a great...
Hell nah, bro.
It's a great crazy people person.
I'm not going there no more because I'm going to go down. Go by my man, nigga. Get the wife from there, nigga. I don't even. I need to put some clothes on. I got clothes. I got jeans. I got a pair of jeans. But who watching me on the TV right now is crazy, bro. This ends the video. But if you're watching me on TV, shout out you.
I don't understand why he made the video. There's like, it's unclear.
I don't know.
First, he's like doing his thing, like dancing and trying to rap in front of it. And then he's trying to like turn it into a surveillance camera.
And he bums a cigarette, makes the guy hold the camera for him.
Well, he points a gun at him.
Yeah. Is this Arab Andy 2.0?
In Jordan, yeah.
In Jordan?
Jordan Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Jordan fucking Genesis over here. This is so
I got
weird.
My jeans. Got my jeans.
Yeah. This is rough. Oh god.
This is the guy that took over for
Mario. TVC Mario.
Yeah. I already miss TVC Mario.
Because this guy's actually vigilant with his Christianism.
This guy's an asshole.
He's trying to get, like, groups
Mario
of people.
Mario was actually kind of cool. He was actually friendly.
Mario was docile. He would do more damage to himself than other people, I think. This guy's calling for like brigades.
Right. Let's see if this chat, the chat box doesn't seem to be working. I don't know why. So let's see. I mean, he's not honestly been chatting yet, but like I said, at this chat box,
shut up
be working.
And get to the point.
I started a little early tonight only because my in-laws are visiting, and they've been on the road since 2 o'clock in the morning. So we wanted to come on and get this done so that they can go to sleep, and I don't want to disturb them while they're sleeping. So again, I don't know what's going on with this chat box here, but it doesn't seem to be working. So let me see if I can put something else in here. At least in the interim, you know, in the background. So,
do you think here. He bought this channel? I don't see how he could have known Mario. I wonder if Mario sold his channel. I mean,
he might have been like talking to Mario. They might have been like together, like you know, networking, like they might have been
trying
connected.
To find gangbangs together.
Maybe he's one of the godly bros.
I don't know. I think this guy is from a totally different area than Mario.
But he's got a bit of a production here, right? So it doesn't matter where they're from. He could have been like a
I just wonder
online.
If he bought it. It's a channel that has like almost 600,000 subs, but it's not on the up and up or anything. So I don't know.
Let's just put something else in here. Let's put that picture I have.
Offer to take over for Mario and split revenue or something.
Let's put that in there since it seems like
he has somewhat knowledge of production quality.
Well, right here, like this is all troubleshooting so far.
I know it's stupid. Why not do this before you go live?
Hold on.
It's one of these things, you know, as a ministry, as a Christian, you know, I hear this all the time from people. And it goes back to this idea about sin, you know, whether we have to sin, we don't have to sin. You know, as Christians, are we going to, you know, do we have no choice? Can we never overcome sin? And I mean, you know, I want to just start off by thinking about this. First, the very fact that somebody would actually come from a position to defend sinning really says a lot about that position as it is. Because if we say, when I do a video and I come out here and I say something like, you know, hey guys, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to sin, so let's stop sinning.
Yeah, I think the big argument is what is and isn't a sin between
that's one of the arguments
between religious people. Yeah,
yeah.
And then arguments that atheists would make a lot of times I've heard, like, why does there have to be sin? Why is God so easily offended by certain things that are sins, you know?
And why do people get forgiveness for shit they do that's, like, fucked up? Like Mario's asking for forgiveness for using his platform to talk girls into getting into gangbangs when he's over here on the same platform telling people that other things are sin, pointing out sins where they probably don't exist.
Yeah.
Sin mongering. And he's over here actually just getting girls.
I mean, there are things that are sins that, like, we don't even really consider to be immoral at all by today's
like
standards.
Polyester blends?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And, like, I mean, you know, there shouldn't be a universal honor your mother and father rule in the Bible as one of the Ten Commandments when not all parents deserve to be honored.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that. Not just because they're your mother and father doesn't mean you have to honor them.
But that's a
control
thing.
They have to deserve to be honored, right?
It's all a control thing. That's what the religion is built for, is for control.
Murder, it doesn't say thou shalt not murder, by the way. It says thou shalt not kill. I mean, why doesn't it say thou shalt not murder? Because killing, under certain circumstances, isn't wrong, but murder is the word we use for, you know, the wrong sort of killing.
Thou shalt not kill. So you go to war, and you're killing.
It doesn't
your enemy.
Even specify what you're not supposed to kill.
You can't kill. Well, it does say you can eat the animals, right? So we can rule out
certain animals. And then there's like, in the Old Testament, there's like very specific ways on how to prepare animals, like how they're butchered and
halal
how they're cooked,
things.
Well, it's kosher
and halal, and
halal is not in the Old Testament. That's,
but it's still the same idea, right?
Well, it's similar. It's a religious diet, some of the rules are the same.
Yeah, fucking religious diet.
Let's not expect to go out and sin tomorrow. Let's not make excuses for our sin. Let's just say, well, you know, we can't help ourselves, you know, and as long as we're on this earth, you know, well, you know, Christians always seem to take a defeatist attitude. And then when you call them on it and you show them the scripture after scripture after scripture, they will literally argue and fight with you for the right to sin. And I actually engaged in somebody in a conversation today where I specifically said to them, stop perverting grace, because like, oh, you know, the Old Testament, we're under the New Testament now, so you know, we don't have to do that. We're under grace now, and they're literally perverting grace. They're perverting God's grace, and I want to read specifically that because
they're perverting God's grace.
So is he advocating for not throwing out the laws of the Old Testament? Because then there's like all kinds of stuff that I'm pretty sure he's doing to break that.
Yeah.
Same person tried to tell me, you know, you can't pervert God's grace. But Jude 1:4 says, okay, and if you notice in my thumbnail, I have it there.
This guy sounds like he is, yeah.
Certain people have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were designated for this condemnation. Ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. And that verse is so important, because when you read that and then you go back and you read verses like, let's just say Romans chapter 6 there, verse 1, I mean, what does it say? And we just want to, you know, and there's so many out there that they pretend like the Bible doesn't say these things, you know, or
he's all over the place. He's not even making a point.
Yeah. It's the fact that he started this off doing the tech where he's like, oh, I'm trying to put something up in the background here. Hold on, guys. He's not prepared. He's a piece of shit. He's a bullshitter.
I'll never understand Christians who actually are promoting this idea that we have to sin. So if you read Romans 6:1, what shall we say then?
I mean, isn't it like isn't the saying we all fall short of his grace or whatever?
Yeah, everybody's born into sin.
Right, right. Like there's original sin, which makes no sense to me, but I've heard it time and time again that you're born into sin based on the sins of the original humans on earth.
Yeah. That means,
which is so dumb.
No matter how good you are.
Yeah, and I think that's just a catch-all that they threw in there to be like, yeah, see, everybody's got to get forgiven. Doesn't even matter.
What if somebody's so good they don't need the church? Well, they'll just make them born into fucking sin.
To continue in sin that grace may abound. And then if you go back and you read things like, you know, don't pervert God's grace, men come in, they deny our master, Jesus Christ. And if Jesus Christ is your master, okay, you're no longer a bond servant to sin. Sin is not your master, okay? Jesus Christ is your master. So when you're sitting there telling me that you're still in bondage to sin, well, then Jesus Christ is not your master, and you are perverting the grace of God. And I notice this, that a lot of people, they get really, 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 you know, really get fired up about this.
Really?
This idea that, you know, we don't have to sin. Because people, they think that just because they fall in a time or two, that means that, well, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and keep doing it. And again, you know, this idea, and I hear
he's just using all these examples of what people do. But, I mean, these could just be phantoms that he's throwing out there.
He's a bullshit artist that doesn't break down and cry. That was the fucking beautiful part about Mario. Every once in a while, he'd introspect on how horrible of a Christian he is, and he'd cry because he knew the whole time that he's over here baiting women into fuck circles with his friends. He knew that the whole time. Who knows what the fuck else he's doing that he didn't get caught for? That's why he was crying, because he realizes what a fucking bullshit artist he is, and he's sitting there breaking down on camera because he gets this moment, this glimpse of the real fucking piece of shit he is. This guy is over here barking.
I don't really think what he was doing was that wrong, per se. He just thinks it is.
Exactly. That's what's wrong about it, is that you're over here preaching one thing, doing another, and actually believing the thing you're preaching. And so you're breaking down in the middle and crying. I'm not saying what he did was wrong at all. From a normal standpoint, he made it wrong by building these bullshit sets of rules around himself where he has to be a God-fearing Christian.
Yep.
That's what made it wrong.
So much about, you know, we're under grace. And that's true. We are under grace. But we can't revert that grace.
Okay? Are we under grace, by the way?
Grace under fire?
I don't think you've addressed that subject yet. Are we under grace? Do we happen to be under grace? Are we under grace?
Brett Butler.
And nobody wants to talk about it, right? Like you said, nobody wants to talk about it, you know?
About what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Nobody wants to talk about what I want to talk about, right?
What we're talking about. I'm talking about what these people said. And they said, like, you don't, you can't fight sin. You're just born into sin. And then these other people say, yes, I am.
And then I say, hold on, wait a second. Don't you want to be a warrior for Christ? We got to follow Christ. Can't just follow sin.
The church doesn't want to talk about it. And we always want to talk about in churches, right? We hear it all the time. How hold on, just broken.
Tattooing is definitely against, like, the Old Testament, for one thing.
People, right?
Time to fucking skin your arms, kid.
We come to church because we're broken, and the churches are teaching people today that you're just perpetually broken, but praise God, we're under grace. And most people just...
Are we under grace?
...think that, oh, well, grace gives me a license to sin. Now, no people... Nobody will ever come out there, and nobody will...
According to your religion, God gives us the license to sin because of this bullshit concept of free will. So it's actually God that lets us sin.
Amazing.
Tell you that, hey, you know what? Nobody would tell you, you know,
spit it out.
We're not. You stop sinning. Because why? It's like the pharmaceutical industry. There's no money in actually curing people. There's only money in treating people. So if you get someone to church, right? And I want you to think about this. I want you to think about and take a look at all the big mega churches. Take a look about the, take a look at Joel Osteen's and,
we're looking.
And all these.
They're making tons of money and I'm not.
Big preachers that have these millions and millions of followers, right?
Not just followers. Each one of those followers kicks in, you know, some money every month.
Every week.
What's the
every,
one yeah, thing you week, almost yeah. never hear from them? And that is stop sinning. Think about it. Really think about it. Go back and listen to some of their messages. You'll never hear the message.
I'm going to start my own church, and that's just going to be my message. Everyone's going to show up. They're going to sit down in the pews. I'm going to get up in front of them and say, hey, stop sinning. And that'll be every church service.
It's that simple.
Message of stop sinning. All you hear is how you can't help yourself. We're broken. And it's usually because they themselves are guilty of doing things. And, you know, they don't want you to call them out. So if they can convince you and teach you that, you know what, we're all just sinners, but we're under grace, it's okay. Well, you know, I guess it doesn't really matter what you do either. Case in point, there's a pastor out there who preaches that message that we're all just broken, right? Broken people come to get more broken, or they just stay broken. And people, I'm so broken. And, you know, they preach this message of there's really no call to holiness. The message is that, you know, Jesus died for your sins, and that's pretty much it. There's nothing required of you. Once you say that prayer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the majority of what Christians believe, is that there isn't anything else required except for the faith in the divinity of Jesus.
But this gentleman wants you to be a warrior for Christ. He wants you to fight in the name of Christ, because Christ was all about war. And he wasn't a pacifist. Christ wasn't a pussy. He would fucking go to war. Christ got goddamn bazooka.
You know what? Not all is someone just said in the chat, this guy is boring compared to Mario, and it's true. And he hasn't really said anything yet. He's just flapping his gums at this point.
You gotta not just be like, you can't just go to church, can't just accept Jesus. You gotta fucking fight for Jesus. So that's what we're gonna do. This is the last video he did. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go protest Captain Marvel. I don't know if it was Captain Marvel.
No. It was the cross-dressing story time.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go protest all those librarian cross-dressers that read books to kids wearing dresses. We gotta fight. We're warriors for Christ. We can't just let people live the way they want to live. We got to make them live the way we want to live. We got to change the world. Fuck you, dude. Get a better personality. I could be a better warrior for Christ than this pussy.
You think so?
Hell yeah, dude. If I really wanted to go that route, I would be such a good preacher. I'd probably have to get a haircut, though.
I don't know. You could probably pull it back.
Yeah.
Get that, like, slicked back kind of look. Yeah,
I look good with the slicked back hair.
Yeah.
I could be a slick little priest, little pastor. Pastor the fridge. Pastor the fridge.
You said pasture.
Yeah, a little pasture. Pasture the fridge.
Pasture.
Because religion's all bullshit, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm out here in the pasture.
Yeah, where there's bullshit everywhere.
It's Billy under grace, man.
We've played this guy before. It's Bridge Burners TV. Anxiety is a woman's excuse.
Chatelet Bridge Burners is
Chatelet Bridge Burners.
Watching Bridge Burners TV. And today we're going to talk about when a woman claims to suffer from either anxiety, depression, or be bipolar, some shit like that, and what it means.
Okay. What's it mean,
so
Tucker
basically,
Carlson?
What it means when a woman says things like this is that she has the ultimate excuse for everything not going to work out. She's setting herself up to fail. It's just like when a person fucking tells you outright that they suffer from depression or fucking whatever, that's a made up fucking disease or condition, that you know this person is probably a fucking loser and is going to be a taker and not a contributor, because that's what it is. All these fucking people claim to have chemical imbalances in their brain that a doctor told them about, and the reality is that there's no scientific test, there's no fucking chemical test that these doctors that make these claims
act. Yeah, let's fucking take shit out of your brain.
There's no chemical tests here, but you know, if we do give you certain chemicals to put into your body, it will help you live a little easier, right? Like, they don't have prescriptions for this shit for no reason. It's not a placebo.
It's fake.
But there's no test.
It's fake, man.
There's no test other than by putting a fucking another chemical in you, it balances you out.
Actually perform. They ask the patient a series of questions, and if the patient answers a certain way, then they're eligible to get prescribed a shitload of fucking medication that cause a shitload of fucking side effects, and the doctor gets a nice bonus. And that's why you have the industry for this stuff. If you don't believe me, look it up. Other than that, like, if you think that drugs that fucking numb and make you produce fucking chemicals in your brain that make your brain shrink and that...
Ben, have you ever taken a drug that changed the composition of your brain? Any chemicals?
Aren't, like, most drugs like that?
Huh.
I mean, so, isn't weed like that too? THC gets into my brain, shit.
So do you think it's possible this guy's wrong and that there are chemical imbalances that can be corrected?
Sure.
Using a little bit of a chemical, maybe not weed every time, but something.
If not completely corrected, then at least, lessened.
I'm not against the idea that doctors might overprescribe, right? I think that's
Definitely do.
I think that's probable.
Especially with opioids, with like SSRIs, those kinds of like antidepressant medications. I would say those probably get thrown around a lot too.
Yeah. But I'm not going to take medical advice from a guy that starts his web stream saying Chatelet wears a literally Hitler t-shirt and broadcasts from in front of his FAP couch.
Yeah.
Like this guy's fucking
that
crazy.
That couch
people.
Barely fits. Where is it in front of a door?
Be a closet?
Does he have to climb over the couch to get into this room?
I'm not sure. That's
what it looks like, doesn't it?
I don't know. No, it's weird because look at the... You know, there's probably a little walkway there that just off to the side, because look at the stupid...
I'm looking at it weird. I don't know how this works.
Yeah, this is so confusing. Because that stuffed animal back there, for some reason he has a stuffed hippo or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's sitting in the corner against the wall. So maybe the door doesn't... Oh, dude, I'm so confused.
Shrink your dick and it cause cancer and it cause a whole bunch of side effects just to cure a fucking made-up emotion. Then have at it. Enjoy your fucking blue pill, literally and figuratively.
Enjoy your blue
Otherwise,
pill.
If you live on Earth, where I fucking pill. Live, and you realize that if you're depressed because you don't have
a job,
the solution is to go look
for
a job.
Hey, you don't have a job.
That's the fucking most part. Like, that's fucking simple answer. You know, there's a concrete solution to every problem you have.
I wonder if people are only depressed because they don't have jobs, and that's the problem
jobs.
In America, is that there's not enough jobs to go around. And all the people from Mexico that crossed the border to get jobs here are really just battling depression. And we're over here denying them because they're happy people getting jobs. You having a bit of the weed, Benjamin?
Yeah.
Is there a little chemical composition?
Here you go.
I know what happens if that chemical composition gets in my chemical composition. I can no longer talk. It'll be a one person show. I'll be so dumb.
That's it. It doesn't get any more fucking literal than that, my friends. And you know, if you watch these videos, I'm sure you agree. You know,
I'm sure you agree.
We're all the fucking makers of our own destiny here, and you know, taking someone's word on the fact that, you know, I'm not responsible for my bad decisions. It's actually because I have a fucking some sort of chemical imbalance that hasn't been measured or proven. Well,
we're all responsible for our own destiny. Like, yeah, you know, I'm over here telling people what to do with their life, but obviously I live in the lap of luxury. I have my beautiful fap couch with a pillow, so you know I sleep here. Sometimes I look at my skateboard pictures on the wall, and I have a little thrasher fap. So I roll around and enjoy Chatelet. I like Keck memes.
I just think it's fucking retarded. So, yeah. So now, like, of course, you know, if I think these things are fucking made up and don't exist, then I'm not going to respect anyone that claims to be, you know, to have anxiety or depression or anything, and that's true. If someone tells me that, I think they're full of shit. But this is no exception for a woman. And women are emotional and they're irrational and they're physically and emotional fucking weak. And they don't use logic and they
Have you seen guys like this get emotional and irrational when something tests their life? When a Star Wars movie comes out they don't agree with? And how fucking snowflake triggered they all get?
Yeah.
When a fucking Captain Marvel comes out, like, bad feminism, she says this movie wasn't made for white men. Wah! It's so funny. It's so funny how worked up these people get when it's not exactly in their favor. Every fucking time they cry and whine and play the fucking snowflake dance party. Like when the SJW movement was pointing out how fucking weak people were, maybe that was a good thing. They were shining the light on something, but then they never shined the fucking light on themselves.
Do you think he's projecting his own
insecurities?
Yeah, and depression and anxiety.
If this guy's not depressed, I'd be surprised.
Depression isn't real, man.
Depression isn't real. He looks like the Machinist. The movie with the Batman.
Adrian Brody?
No. Was Adrian Brody in that?
No. That was the pianist.
Yeah. The guy who played Batman in Christopher Nolan's Batmans.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, he was in The Machinist, and he's just like this like anorexic, skinny dude.
I remember that.
Grimy, sad fucking human being, and this, I don't know. I don't know why I brought that up.
Things that they don't like with fucking emotion, whereas men respond with analytics. And, you know, this is no different for a woman. If a woman claims to have one of these things, it just means she thinks she has an excuse to be even more womanly, which means being even more of a taker and less of a contributor.
Hold on, though. A woman being womanly, what's wrong with that?
Well, he's saying that they don't contribute.
She just wants to be even more womanly.
They don't contribute. You know,
is he saying that he would rather his women be more manly?
I think he said that, yeah. He said he wants to kiss a woman with a beard.
I think so.
Preferably a beard without a woman, he said.
A woman with a big, fat dick?
he said he prefers his women.
He doesn't want his women womanly.
Yeah, he doesn't want a woman. He's saying womanly is not contributing to society. So he's one of those MGTOW. He's like, men go in their own way.
There's women that contribute to society way more than he ever could.
Totally. There's no way this guy does anything beneficial other than let his other pee-pee meme friends feel comfortable feel comfortable sitting on grandma's old couch, sleeping on grandma's old couch, playing Xbox 360. You know he doesn't have an Xbox One. You know he's not.
She is gonna back out of tons of shit. She's never gonna show up when she's supposed to show up. She's gonna flake on fucking everything. She's always gonna be
distracted. Just mad that women don't give him the attention that he craves. So she's distracted. She doesn't show up. You know who does show up? Women that actually want to fucking show up.
Yeah, I have a theory that these women used anxiety around him because he makes them fucking anxious.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not a good fucking human being. He wants to take them back to his fap couch. Like, I even have a stuffed animal.
Never stuffed animal give you her undivided attention. Well, you know, always distracted, same thing, and she's gonna think,
what is that tube? Is that a tube of toothpaste?
I wonder if it's Vagisil.
Or is it like KY? Athlete's foot cream?
I think it's Herpesin LX.
I don't think this guy has herpes. Around her problems, and even if she doesn't have real problems, she's going to make everything into being a problem, and she's going to find reasons to keep herself up all night, and she's going to attribute all of your success and all of her failure to the fact that she has anxiety or she has depression, and you
the asshole thing here is that he really is describing somebody with like crippling anxiety, right?
Yeah,
crippling depression. He's just over here, buck up. All you need to do is just pull yourself up by the boob straps, woman.
Boobie straps.
Boob straps. Pull yourself up by the bra. No, dude. This woman is obviously depressed and fucked up and anxious for many different reasons. One of which is that she's dealing with fucking you in her life.
And that's what the problem is. The problem is that society and people like you can never understand the suffering that people like her are going through, and that's just why the world is just so unfair and she's so brave. Just the fact that she gets out of bed in the morning is an extremely brave fucking act for her, and you have no idea what it's like, because all of a sudden, for no reason, as soon as someone disagrees with her, she could feel like she's going to die, and she feels nervous and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I have no pity for this shit.
I have no pity for this shit.
You don't have to have pity. You just have to have understanding.
You don't have to have understanding, right? You just have to not deal with it by removing yourself from the situation.
Sure.
You owe this woman absolutely nothing, but you feel like she needs to change the way she operates, which is probably not chemically possible to her without some serious medication. She probably doesn't have the right medication if she's continuing to fucking date you. She's probably not in a good situation anyways. And you're over here expecting her to magically just buck up. That's not how it works. I've seen crippling anxiety, right? I've seen fucking some people break down. Not just women. I've seen fucking 6 foot tall, 300 pound friends of mine go into fucking cardiac arrest, they think, because their anxiety's building up so much. It's fucking scary.
Running into a woman that claims to have anxiety or depression, you know, once again, you should either call her on her bullshit and say those things aren't real.
Oh my God, that's exactly what somebody having an anxiety attack means.
Better yet, you should just get the fuck out of there.
Okay, there you go. Get the fuck out of there, dude. Remove yourself from the situation. It's the best for both of you. She does not need you around, you Chatelet fucking weirdo.
I actually have a clip from EFAP, which is a pretty popular live stream.
Yeah.
That, and they were responsible for the recent popularity,
the rise
of Jared Genesis.
Of J-Gen.
Even though Jared Genesis has been around a long time, they had enough popularity to where they drew a lot of attention to him, and it ended up becoming positive attention eventually
for J-Gen.
Yeah. So this is EFAP commenting on what happened with Jared. I think the incident with Jared was like almost a month ago now.
About that, it's been a minute.
Yep,
they were on a hiatus, I believe.
The next subject, which is less fun, is a lot of people already know some stuff about this, but we have to say it like publicly. I've left a comment on a video that goes over it, but Mr. Jared Genesis, he said a whole bunch of things, and it's been brought to our attention that a lot of things that span over a long amount of time that are really, really bad, including, but not limited to, basically threatening to kill people aggressively with specific information about them. And for anybody who's completely unaware, this will be a surprise, I imagine, because it's such a fun aspect to EFAP, but we've got to get this done and dusted. So the context is that Jared started running live streams once he'd figured it out, I guess, I don't know. And for about, I think it's like a 6 or 7 hour stream, he keeps responding. Like, I saw this before, but I just didn't think anything of it. He's back and forthing with people in his chat, and they're not exactly
I don't know what's going on with the audio. That's kind
of
weird.
Kind. Like, there's loads of harsh insults, and some of them, like, go after, you know, like, their family insults or things relating to Jared's personality, his room, his character, his family, blah, blah, blah. And so it obviously pissed him off quite significantly. But that doesn't mean that we can't... it doesn't mean that he's justified in what he said, which is essentially that he's gonna find and kill people. And that would be bad enough, but then it's like... Again, this is a very rudimentary understanding from me, because I don't really know what's going on there, but it seems to be that he threatened his family as well. which
he threatened to kick his dad's ass.
Yeah,
if his dad took his came in his room, come in my room, I'll kick your fucking ass.
I'll kick your fucking ass.
I'll take your computer away. I'll get it back.
Yeah. That seemed good. And obviously, the idea is that the more we have fun with Jared memes, the more audience he may or may not get, and the more he's encouraged to carry on. And if that's what he's doing, that's not good. So yeah, he got like super stressed to the point of like raging out. Like people have commented like his eyes almost seem to be coming out of his skull.
Yes.
Like he's so...
His eyes were like bulging from his head and they looked red.
He was having like a grown man temper tantrum.
Yes. Yeah, like the kind I would have had when I was 4 years old.
And they're addressing this clip from the video, but the video we saw that was addressing this and calling out the EFAP guys for platforming him, that video had something further where Jared was being accused of talking to an underage girl. And that is really the fucking part that I think needs to be addressed more by anybody. If that's as real as it was, he admitted to her being underage. The audio clip that was played of her made her sound like she could have been fucking 12 years old. And he's saying things in commentary. He's saying, you're sexy.
So fucking
and it's
angry.
Like, holy shit, dude.
Let's see if they address that.
And it's just kind of like, okay, we're going to be backing the hell out of this as well as announcing that we condemn it like crazy. Obviously, like what we'd hope is that he releases a video like, I don't know, apologizing and maybe making a roadmap for how he's going to try and improve. But with this and all the stuff that's happened in the past.
But then we remembered he's Jared.
This is the thing, like, it's too, just rocky road. All of it is. We have no idea what the hell's going on, really. And, you know, whether or not you're angry doesn't change some of the things you can have beyond permanently on the internet. You have to not threaten to kill people in a very serious manner.
Once you start losing your mind and swearing so loudly that your mic is automatically bleeping you out,
yeah.
I mean, and like actually naming names and saying that you're going to slit people's throats, we can't stand by that. And then there's other stuff that came up from like years ago that people have pointed out to us, because we only really ever looked at videos of his that had funny titles that we thought might make for like something to laugh
I've seen
at.
Like 10 of his videos, and most of them were the new stuff. We only covered. Was it 3 on EFAP in total?
I mean, the older stuff is the more hilarious shit. The newer stuff, he was starting to get kind of used to. He was starting to get a big head.
And their thing is, like, they kind of made him this, like,
kind of lovable.
Never-do-well, lovable, like,
yeah.
Like loser, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think they called him Lord Genesis. Like, they had the praise for him. They're like, oh, yeah, he's the best. He's like, they were making him, like, a fucking... a false king or whatever, like it was a joke king, like they were trying to make him look like he's like this huge fucking successful guy that lives in his fucking house and stinks and sucks and has shit on his doorway.
Yeah,
I believe there's one in episode 1 in episode 3, and then the one where he was celebrating something. There's probably more than that in fairness, but what I'm saying is that we had a very narrow understanding of his channel. Either way, the result of all this is that we want there to be no more references to Jared pretty much at all, especially in meme videos, which understandably, I know that a lot of people right now are going to be like, hey, that's not fair. I just made a like really complicated video with Jared references in it. So this is going to be the last stream that I'm going to try and show the ones I have left in my backlog that are like of a decent quality and still have Jared in them. And we're just,
this will be the last show to show the meme videos.
We're
not going to address that he might be a pedo, I guess. Like,
I mean, okay. Here's my issue with that, though.
Yeah.
You go by how she sounds, and you can't really go by that.
He also said she happened to be a little underage. He admitted to it himself.
I don't even know if that's, like, the girl's voice that they played. I don't know if that's the same person he was commenting about.
Okay.
I think that might be someone. I think that might be the girl he was talking about as underage. I don't think that's the same person as the person he was leaving the comments to on the Boogie videos, and that was the girl whose voice we heard.
Yeah,
the one he left the comments to.
It was alarming enough when that came up.
I mean,
the video.
It is.
If it's wrong, I would love to know it was wrong. Right? I would love that. I would love not to worry about whether or not we're going to play meme videos of Jared.
And you know, this happened weirdly, right? Because Jared wasn't really referenced up until I believe it was one of the meme videos, it was the one where he's Thor, right? It like blew our minds in terms of how funny it is, because it's such a clever cameo. And then it just elevated into meme-hood. We weren't even covering his videos. So, like, the idea is that I think the memes did it, and I wanted to read out that there's a selection of people who are making memes for EFAP that are actually talking to each other, I believe. And E-Man
Gaming. Yeah, like Little Potato, E-Man Gaming.
Yeah,
I think Free Me Sheaf might be in there.
Yeah, the meme videos. Good old Jared Genesis.
So Jared was disavowed and dropped from EFAP.
I don't mind dropping him.
I don't mind not dropping him because, like, I've always said he's a fucking weirdo. I tried to help him out, and he just, like, proved to me how fucking dumb and weird he is, so I don't care at this point.
If he continues to do dumb shit, we'll continue to fucking point it out.
There's no post show on Twitch tonight. That will happen next episode. We will do it on Twitch.
Next episode. But you can still go over to the Twitch and subscribe and prepare for next time if you're not a follower or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I don't know. Jared Genesis hasn't came back yet, right?
No.
Yeah.
I got booted from his Discord server. I was in there for a little while, so someone came in and booted me out.
I wonder if he started a new channel and we just haven't found it yet.
No, I don't think so. I think it would have shown up by now. Someone would have shown it to me. He doesn't need to start a new channel. He just needs to get his way of using his channel back.
His computer back? Oh, Jared, you piece of shit. Wash your fucking door. That's the grossest thing in the world. Way grosser than Egghead's bathtub. So,
everyone, please like the video. If you're watching right now and you haven't already liked the video, like it now, please. Like I asked earlier, we wanted to get over 200, and now we're over 200.
Hooray.
If you're lurking right now, say hi. Type hi.
Hi.
I know. Hi. We have quite a bit of viewers right now, and I know that if the lurkers say hi, there'll be a bunch of new people that just show up.
Look at them hi.
Yeah, lurkers. See? See? Hi. I knew you guys were hiding.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Ding. Hello. From us. Hi, we have a few more videos. Just want to remind everyone, download the Brave browser, link in the description. Use it to watch the show. Look for those tokens when you download it and send them our way. If you have any questions about it, just feel free to ask. And let us know what your experience with the browser is like. You can tweet at us. Also, let me see here. I don't normally do this. I haven't actually promoted this on the show in a long time, but trying to get more people to follow me so they can stay in touch with what I'm doing, what I'm working on. Basically, at Drunken Ben Pie on Twitter. Follow me. Follow at Drunken Ben Pie on Twitter.
I'd like
to see if I could get up to 7,000 followers relatively soon. So if you're not following me now, you probably should be.
Follow him now.
Now.
I'll go on and I'll follow you.
I think you already do.
I was going to, it's from my sock account.
You have a sock account.
Angels for Trump.
Good one. Oh, you know what? We forgot to cover this, so we might as well.
YouTuber user allegedly threatens Google on belief it shut down his video channel.
And, you know, what was it? Last year or the year before?
The YouTube shooter?
Yeah. So this keeps happening.
She was corpse thotty. Kyle Long made cross-country drive with a bumpy stop in Iowa. What does that even mean?
Yeah, what?
To settle a perceived beef with the tech giant, California police say. An allegedly disgruntled YouTube user drove across the country and was arrested before he could settle his perceived beef, perhaps violently, with the California technology giant, police said Tuesday. Kyle Long, 33, from Waterville, Maine, was taken into custody about 2 miles from the headquarters of Google, which owns the video sharing platform, according to police in Mountain View, California.
And it's all this talk. I mean, what it is it's like, yeah, fuck Google, man.
Yeah, and it's true. Google is pretty fucked.
I don't know. I think Google is sweet, and I support them. They, without them, we wouldn't be here right now. Thank you, Lord Master Race Google, in case the AI is listening. You gotta praise them.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. So people, like, they really have it built up that they're just, like, pure evil.
It was funny. I was in a chat with some other YouTubers, and there was talk about the guy that was, like, wake up YouTube or whatever. He was trying to get... What's up, Echo? He was trying to get people to, like, boycott YouTube and contact advertisers because there were, like, videos going around where pedophiles were commenting on it.
Yeah, it's
kind of fucked up, but that's not the way you deal about it. There's a report button there.
Here's the guy, by the way.
Oh, he's got crazy eyes.
Yep.
He looks like Jared Genesis eyes. But the YouTubers were talking about that, and then they made videos publicly, like, defending YouTube. And, like, the next couple of hours, those videos were doing huge on the algorithm.
Do you see this shit? Okay, he drove from Maine all the way to California to do this. But his car got stuck in a ditch in Iowa, which is, like, halfway. A little bit less than halfway there.
Think he was doing meth?
Dude, Maine to, like, Santa Clara County?
Yeah.
Like, dude, that is a really long drive.
That's like 3 days?
Maybe even more.
The Maine resident first came. He might be doing meth. He might, like, that would explain a few things about his appearance. The Maine resident came on the radar of authorities in Adair County, Iowa, on Friday when his car got stuck in a ditch, state police said.
What an idiot.
Kyle Long was also suspected of vandalizing a gas station restroom, but police let him go because the station's owners were not interested in having him prosecuted.
If you drove it without sleeping, like you had people to drive it in shifts, it would take about 48 hours from Maine to Los Angeles, from like the center of Maine.
48 hours,
damn. Like nonstop, you know, without any traffic jams or, you know.
It's funny how Reno is further west than Los Angeles.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is.
Because Reno is like nowhere near the coast, but it's just that's the way that the country's set up. Got flat booty. But this gentleman here could have done it in 2 days if he didn't sleep, and he could have done it without sleep if he was on meth. That would explain his buggy eyes and pockmark face, but his hair and maybe his beard grew that way. It looks a little kempt, but I could. Is this a photo of him like in a what lineup?
Yeah, he's like ooh.
While in Iowa,
he was one of the Geico cavemen.
While in Iowa, he told a state trooper that he was mad at Google for allegedly shutting down his YouTube channel, which gave instruction to other users on how to boost viewership and earn money. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Nelson Ludwig said, Ludwig didn't specify what Kyle Long allegedly said about YouTube. It was just enough to make a call to Maine to find out more, he said, referring to police in Waterville, Maine. It was just enough to raise concerns. The suspect's father, Kevin Long, told NBC News on Tuesday that YouTube didn't shut down his son's channel. The elder Long said his daughter-in-law, Kyle Long's wife, was the one who disabled it because it was gibberish. Seems like a meth-driven rant.
I don't know, man. So they were embarrassed of his YouTube channel, but he believed it was YouTube that shut it down.
Do you think this is Adam Eternal, and he just looks different in his webcam?
No, I don't. I don't think so at all.
Do you think Adam Eternal's wife is the one that shut down his YouTube channel?
I don't know, man.
Poor Lori Loughlin. Yeah.
He needs psychiatric help.
Yeah, the guy's out of his fucking mind.
At least he didn't murder anybody. That's good, right?
I don't know if he planned on it or anything. Was he just going to go to Google and be like, you sons of bitches? Wouldn't it be cheaper to fly out? Maybe not on such short notice. That might be a meth-induced drive.
That's a long fucking drive.
It's a crazy drive. Like, this guy's crazy. There's no world where this guy's not crazy, right?
I mean, he even looks fucking crazy as shit in his picture.
He looks out of it. He's driving across country to tell off.
I like how he thought Google. Google shuts down accounts all the time too. That's fucking crazy. It was his family. I wonder if they lied to him and said, "Yeah, no, Google shut you down."
Maybe.
And he's like, "Fuck them." They didn't say it. Well, we didn't read the entire article. I wonder if they found weapons or anything. Because that'd be another reason he wouldn't fly.
I scanned it. I didn't see it, but maybe he did.
Because, like, yeah, you can't easily get weapons on a plane, so normally you would drive the weapons. But he, I don't know.
He might not be able to get through security checkpoint just on his craziness levels alone. He might be jittering. He might be tweaking out.
You mean he might be, like, moving his legs?
Yeah, like I'm doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I do that. Ben makes fun of me, guys.
I noticed when you get into your conspiracy theories, it goes even faster. It's like your bullshit engine.
Yes. Powered.
It's like, yes, I'm driving the bullshit power with the power of my thighs.
I should get a Thighmaster. Ah. Just have a Thighmaster under the
table.
Do they
still make those?
I think you can get them at like a garage
I'm doing
sale.
It too. Hey, you know what? It is kind of invigorating.
It is. It keeps the engines running.
Yep.
Probably raises the sperm count a little bit.
We're probably going to go a little bit longer. I do have a few more videos, but I don't even know if we'll play them. We might just bullshit with
you
guys.
My kind of man.
You know, it would be really nice. I'm going to read the Streamlabs in a second here, but it would be really nice if someone out there wanted to help us get a little bit closer to our goal. We got a long way to go from now up until...
Saturday.
Yeah, up until Saturday. We're doing a show on Saturday, but we need to get there. We need to get more than halfway there between now and then. I will be streaming on the DP Underground channel tomorrow. If you guys want to check that out, go down, take a look in the description. You'll see DP Underground. Subscribe to that. I also posted a link to my Twitter. You can go to my Twitter and follow me. I'm trying to get more people to follow me on Twitter so I can... give more information to the masses about all the wonderful things that we do here.
The wonderful things. You're yes. still doing the leg things, too. Yeah, huh? It's yep. addicting, isn't it?
It feels weird to me, like my genitals are kind of like moving around.
Yeah.
Is that why you do that?
It's the float.
It's like fapping with your legs?
EFAP.
You just winked at me while I'm doing this. I do not is that feel weird? Comfortable. Yeah.
Is that weird? But you can't
yeah.
stop.
Yeah. It
feels good, man.
I have my, my feet are up on my heels.
Is this camera's on, right?
It's not pulled up right now, oh, okay. but I think it is on. I think so, I can turn it on. Let me see.
People could see my legs see. In action if you turn it on.
If I could find it here really quick.
See my thick thighs.
Here it is.
Right. My thick thighs save lives.
Oh, shit. You're covering it, actually. Let me, oh, shit.
What's cover?
Oh,
my.
Oh,
my.
Man. I had to.
Oh, no.
I had to stop moving it because, you know, let's see. Is it this one? Oh, shit. Where's
the thigh cam?
Where's your fucking camera? Okay, right there.
There's Lil Billy.
And then there's that. Oh,
it's put way too high. I'm going to tilt it down. Y'all ready for the crotch cam?
Oh, yeah.
This is what I do the entire episode. Oh, it died.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's because I was fucking with the settings a little bit.
Is this weird that I just do this the entire episode? I just bullfrog? I'm like, oh, God, yeah. You like the way I move it? Move it. My upper body's fairly stationary, but my bottom's just like, oh, God. Look at that motion of the ocean. Thick boy.
I was playing Wii boxing. Yeah. I had a pretty crazy undefeated streak.
Yeah, I have some Canadian money. Anonymous doesn't know how good that was because the $7.48 thing means somebody's going to get somebody with like symmetry problems or OCD is going to see it being off and they're going to donate to make it an even number. It happens all the time. It's amazing. Ah, lots of quick decay, quick and clean. Billy, stop, you're making me moist. Sorry, the nail. Earlier, somebody asked me what my best conspiracy theory was. I think the best one that I came up with.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the Netflix conspiracy theory for Me Too, where Me Too is a driven up movement by like the other movie studios trying to suppress Netflix because the original Me Too victims were all... signed to Netflix and or Amazon. I guess Woody Allen was signed to Amazon.
Hmm.
But it's still like it's new medium, right? So the old companies are trying to tear them down before they get too big. So they're targeting Weinstein, who had a deal with Netflix. They're targeting Kevin Spacey, who had a deal, Aziz Ansari. They're looking for Louis C.K., who had a deal with Netflix. They're trying to pull out.
Why not Adam Sandler, though?
There's no dirt on Adam Sandler. He's completely clean. They tried. Because even Netflix themselves, in the new season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, they had a part of the joke was where they hired a private investigator to follow around one of the characters to out them for Me Too movement. They were trying to find something to Me Too them for. And it was like, it's a little on the nose there.
The Nell gave us $2.
Yeah.
And said, as someone who literally suffers from schizophrenia and depression, fuck this guy. Hope he chokes on Pee-Pee the Frog's greasy peencock. I don't want his sympathy. This bitch looked like slender and anorexic cousin. Okay. I hope his legs break. Hashtag bitch made.
Hashtag bitch made.
Billy the Bully Hunter, $2. I love you guys. Hugs and kisses. Thank you. Murdered Carrot, $7.48. That was the Canadian money. Hypothesis was like, on behalf of all Kekistanis, we disavow this guy. Do you speak for all of them?
I mean, he speaks for enough to disavow this
guy. Billy
would
be such a cute Mrs. Chris Chan.
Stop it. Stop it.
Greg, $3. I work at an animal shelter and know a lot about sweet boys, but Billy is still sweeter than them all.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. I've been going to the gym lately, and I
getting sore.
I'm not getting sore. I just like, I feel like my weight loss has given me some power loss.
Yeah,
it's kind of, it's sad.
Well, when you, yeah, I mean, there's less calories for your muscles too.
I miss the fatten around part of everything. When I was eating like 7,000 calories a day, I was a strong house. Now I'm like more of a human.
A human.
I don't.
Son of Jor-El.
I didn't plan to be human in my lifetime. This is very weird. I'm not there yet. And that's not suggesting if you ever wanted to kick my ass to try right now. I still could beat the shit out of you guys. I'm just not as tanky as I was. I'm still not as tanky. Billy should start the Billy beatdown where he beats up known sweet boys. You can't beat people up anymore. You go to jail.
I want Billy to do a shooting star press.
A shooting star press. That would be cute.
Yeah.
Sweet. I don't want to get back into wrestling, but I kind of like fantasize about it now that I'm getting smaller.
Have a retirement match then. Have one last match.
I don't know.
One last match.
I don't know.
Yeah. One more match.
One more match. Maybe I'll hire Kevin Nash to come out and fight with me.
Oh, dude, that would be so
sweet.
If
you guys add Billy the Fridge Slumber Party perk to the Patreon, I'd up my monthly sub. How would that work? You'd come sleep with me?
Yeah, I mean, we're not paying your airfare.
Or do I just have a slumber party where we do a Sleepy Boy stream and everybody in the slumber bar...
Oh my God.
Slumber party perk.
What if we made that like a perk? Like, and yeah, we could do that.
Oh.
I could set this place up.
We have a slumber party.
Yeah.
Going at night. You have a slumber party? Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah. If people are that creepy.
Maybe that'll be the perk. If we get to a certain level, we could have a slumber party.
Slumber party private show.
Oh, that sounds so bad.
Yeah.
I would invite one of my sounds hot model girlfriends over. And we would have a slumber party and pillow fights.
I don't think they want that though, Billy. I think you want that.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
But my hot model girlfriends want what I want. Slumber party. They want what's good for DP. Can Billy and I share a sleeping bag? I think
no.
You know what? We need to set up a fucking retreat.
I think we can get like 20 people into a Skype call, and I can set up the cameras here where it's split screens, and I can switch for when we wake up too.
I think I actually might set up a slumber party, and we'll fly somewhere, and everybody can fly somewhere and meet up there. And if you want to be part of the slumber party, you can have your own little party. The top fucking perk boy gets to sleep in the sleeping bag with young Bill Fridge, Michael Jackson style.
No,
it's ignorant.
I don't like that.
You don't
idea.
Like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I do not like that idea.
I'm setting up a slumber party for VidCon.
You know what? I found out that they rolled out ads for certain people. So I saw screenshots. A few people got to beta test the ad system, so they can go here. Oh shit! I don't have it pulled up. Damn it. Let me see. Why didn't this...
Billy, you could roll over and kill someone. There's a video of me from Battle Cam's days where I roll over on somebody and they didn't die.
Yeah, so I guess, like, certain people, when they go into their reward settings on the Brave browser, there's ads here to watch. And some people have them and some people don't.
Coming soon. Earn tokens. Coming soon, check and see if you can watch the ads and give the money to us, and that would be really great.
I'll like my own stream.
Like and subscribe. Everybody at home.
Give us your bats.
Give us your bats.
I get all kinds of bats that come in constantly.
Give us your bats.
Those bats are very valuable to me. I do appreciate the bats.
I appreciate them.
So please give me all your bats. All your bats belong to us. All your bats. Bats.
All
bats.
Your bats all belong bats to us.
All belong to us.
All your bats all belong to us. Bat. The bat signal.
I'm... Yeah. So... Oh, shit.
Faith Ann.
Because you love Billy. Me.
Oh,
you love
how
me.
Nice. Yeah.
She's also the new Patreon tonight.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You're such a sweetheart. I'm going to have to, so far you're in the lead for the slumber party perk.
That's not a perk.
It's not a perk?
No. I said the most I'm doing is I'll be on Skype sleeping.
Oh, I'm just saying I'm going to VidCon. I'm starting a small commune of people that get to sleep in the house with me and have cuddle puddle. That's all I'm saying. I'm auctioning off highest fucking bidders get to be in the bag. They get to share my massive.
This is not
bag.
Sanctioned through DP whatsoever.
Of course it isn't.
So when Billy
farts
gets
in the sleeping bag, you can't sue
I was
going to
say,
peasants?
Gets the rapey allegations against him.
Dude, I hang out with Onision. Don't you think I'd have some by now?
No. I mean, you know.
I saw Captain Marvel with Onision this weekend.
Cool.
You were doing tap, or else I would have invited you.
That's cool.
I knew you had tap.
So. I think it's a weird concept of watching a movie with someone, especially in the theater, because you can't talk during the movie. Really.
We did. Well, we were assholes.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh my god. Because
I was there with Joe too, and Joe was like guessing the movie. He's like, "Tell me this happens," and I'm like, he's saying it hella loud. And I'm like, "Yeah, it happens."
Wow.
There's like a girl sitting between me and Joe, and he's like, "Tell me, spoiling the movie in front of her." And I'm like, "Yeah, no, you're right." And so we spoiled it for her too. She's like, "I just wanted a Captain Marvel." It's not the best Marvel movie, but I did have so Tim Pool released a review of it, right? And he's like,
"Yeah,
it's a horrible movie. If anybody tells you this movie's good, they're lying. They're lying."
Yeah.
And then I had people on Facebook who are like a little more SJW adjacent, and one of the posts was, "Captain Marvel might be my favorite Marvel movie,
next to Black Panther,
beating out Black Panther." Yeah, and I'm like, there's got to be somewhere in between.
There is nowhere
madness.
In between now. That's
there's
where we are.
There's
got
to be somewhere in between. It was a fine movie. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. I thought Nick Fury got a bunch of screen time. Really enjoyed Samuel Jackson, but I enjoy him in most everything. I enjoyed him in the Hitman's Bodyguard. I enjoyed him in the Watch whatever the fuck that other one was with the
he almost said the Watchmen.
Not the Watchmen. Yeah, it's the one where the Taron Egerton is like a spy, and Samuel Jackson played the bad guy. The Kingsman. Yeah, that was good. Some good Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson's great. He always is great. Tim's review was fine. Tim's review, he's like, the funniest part of Tim Pool's review is when he's like, and there's the one scene where she's talking to Annette Bening, and all of a sudden they start playing Nirvana, but when she left Earth, it was 1989. And now Nirvana's there? That's not going to come out until 1992, the movie's unwatchable. And then he was like, just joking, guys. But that was fucking hilarious. I thought that was a funny little bit. Sorry to spoil people that I said the year 1989. There's really no spoilers there. And if there's a Nirvana song in the movie, don't worry. That's not a spoiler. It's based in the 90s. Yeah, Samuel Jackson's 70 years old. 70 years old. Can you believe?
Yeah, I can believe
it. You believe this man is still working like a badass every day?
Nah.
He's a hard worker for 70. He's like the machete. He's like the Blockbuster machete. Guy who played Machete, I cannot remember his name right now, but he's fucking like, I swear, 70-something too. Him and Samuel Jackson would be good in an action movie. Grumpy Old Men remake.
Where grumpy old men murder people.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
That's not Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
No, it's better, right?
I mean, it's different.
How good would Grumpy Old Men remake be with fucking those two dudes?
Oh, Grumpier Old Men Unloaded.
Yeah. Grumpy Old Men. Last Train to Cuntsville. That's not a good name at all.
To Clerks.
It's not a good name at all. I don't know why I said that. Damn it.
Danny Trejo. That's that guy's name.
Danny Trejo. Yeah, I knew. I just could not think of it. Someone said Captain Marvel wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. I mean, I'm sure it's great to some people. The movies play out differently to different people, right? You can like a movie for one reason that someone else is not going to get. When you saw Captain Marvel in the movie, you could like her for one reason, you could hate her for another, and it doesn't matter. It's a fucking movie.
Guys, if you're watching right now, you should become a patron so that you can catch the post show.
Which will be happening immediately. After
if you become a $10 patron, you get every post show after every episode. Almost every episode. Can't say 100%. But usually, every episode. So that's an extra hour of content three times a week. So three extra hours of content. You get the private shows, which can be longer depending on how much we have in Patreon or Subscribestar. And yeah, I mean, if you only want just the post show, you can get that too, though, by becoming a member. Click the join button. Become a member.
Join. Brie Larson is hot too. Everybody's complaining about Brie Larson not having an ass.
I don't know who that is.
There's so many like the detractors of Brie Larson. She didn't have an ass. No ass who, Larson.
I don't know who Brie Larson is, but we're about to go to the post show. If you guys want to catch that.
We don't go to the post show. Shout out to whoever donates $10.52 to make it an even 100. Shout out to everybody who enjoyed the show tonight. And for those of you that are going to be with us in the after show, see you soon. Everybody else, we'll see you again Thursday. That's about it.
There's a post show. It's just not on Twitch. You have to be either a $10 patron or more.
Patron only.
Or you have to be a member of this channel. Those are the ways to get it. Yes. Members only get the post show. $10 patrons get a ton more.
Yes.
You get almost everything except for the really, really high tier stuff.
Yes.
So $10 best way to go on Patreon or Subscribestar. We add those two things together. And I'm trying to get us over 5,000 so we can do this longer private show. So check it out, guys. If you can help us out, we'd really appreciate it. Good night.
Good night.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.